Out Radio. It's Airing Out Radio. It's Airing Out Radio. We Airing Out.
Are you ready? Tell me if you're ready. Let's Air It Out Radio. Pinging up your stereo. Here we go again. Same time, same blog. Cats still stagnant. We stay on our job. The brown skin heifer. I think y'all try to check her. You might see the fire chick coming out. With the dirt, Kim King with the promo, hating on us, now that's a big no-no, underground artists with mainstream talent, all these other blogs ain't up for the challenge, competition, tell me if you see it, we talking like we live it, walking like we be it, we keep legends on the line in due time, you won't have a choice but to respect the grind, stay on the line, the board is on fire, no pun intended, let's take this thing higher, Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio, competition where we don't see none, Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio, competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio, competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. To the Air It Out callers, Air It Out listeners, y'all see the threats, we just hear the whispers, we stay on some new shit, listen real close, kudos to the host, I propose a toast, the history, it's really about to happen, we really make moves, y'all stick to rapping, respect is in order, the border been crossed, got the UK spitting them long distance balls, we show love, and y'all show love back, 200 plus calls on the blog, that's the max, we do that on the regular, shit don't change, every Monday from 10 to 1, stay in your lane, help us help you, it costs y'all nothing. The promo, the music, we really saying something. Shout out to the underdog, we here for you. Air It Out Radio.net, get in tune. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio.net, huh?
Air It Out Radio is at your fire. What's going on, everybody? Another Monday, 10 to 1. I already know. That's your fire, the brown skin heifer. Listen, shout out to all the Air It Outers that's on the line. And if you are on the line and you want to check out the website, check it out at airitoutradio.net. If you're listening in from the net, you want to tune in, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press 1 if y'all want to talk to me. And if you're clicking over and all that stuff, please make sure you are in the host key. The little white lady will tell you you're in the host key. Please make sure you're in the host key because sometimes you tend to drop. So shout out to everybody that called in on Wednesday. I am one of the new hosts on the Bat Cave Radio 2.0. Actually, Bat Cave Radio. Bat Cave 2.0. I keep messing that up. Y'all have to excuse me. I'm trying to get used to that. So Bat Cave Radio, Bat Cave 2.0. Somebody smack me. I've been drinking a little bit today, so y'all gotta have to excuse me. Okay, so anyway, I'm a little tipsy tonight, but anyway, like I said, shout out to everybody that called up. Appreciate that. And listen, if y'all want to get on the Bat Cave, this is the perfect opportunity for y'all to do that. Like, this is the best way. I can't get y'all on no other way than this. So if you want to get on, make sure y'all send y'all stuff to batcaveradio2.0@gmail.com. Edited music, MP3, phone number, and your artist name, okay? So if you missed that info, I'll be saying it again later, and I'll be posting on my Facebook and Twitter, so make sure y'all pay attention to that. Also, congrats to Nonfiction. Last week I didn't announce it, but I'm going to tell y'all now, he won last week and he won the week before that for the request page. So shout out to him. I don't know if he's going to tune in tonight because I know he's away or whatever the case is. But anyway, shout out to him. He won 6 slots for the request page. So get your fans to vote for you. You can vote for yourself. I keep telling people this. You can vote for yourself every day. Every day they can vote for you. Okay? And only vote once a day. So shout out to him and shout out to E-Burners because he was very close. So anybody can win if y'all just apply yourself. So really try to do that. Tonight's the last night for the step your game up contest. Like, this is it. So 12 o'clock tonight, it's a wrap. So make sure y'all submit y'all stuff in for that too. Shout out to Tamor Beats and Illadel Beats. You know, they've been sending me some stuff in. Shout out to my co-host Frankie J and Scarfo Live. That's my DJ on Wednesday, 10 p.m. to 12. So make sure y'all check us out. And the phone number is 215-895-5917. I'll be texting y'all. I know I'm going to annoy y'all, but I'm going to text y'all one more time before Wednesday comes or Wednesday night so y'all can tune in. Hopefully, y'all can request your song or get your fan base to vote for you so y'all can get into that. So I'm really gunning for y'all. I really want y'all to step your game up as far as that goes. Shout out to Mike Neely as well and Lewis for True Unity. Let me see. What other announcements I got? Listen, the showcase is still on August 13th. So if y'all haven't got with me about performing or if y'all want to perform, make sure y'all hit me up and I'll give y'all the details on that. It's very simple. So hit me up, Facebook or Twitter, and ask me, yo, what I got to do to get in that. So, real simple and plain. It's only going to be a short amount of people that's going to be able to get into the showcase, okay? And it's $1,000 for the back that Drop It Like It's Hot contest for the female. So you know the girl's going to be out. I advise y'all to get there early, 8 to 10, okay? Because that's when the contest for the Drop It Like It's Hot is going down. You're going to see a lot of ass shaking, fellas. So get your ass there early if I was you, okay? So anyway, tonight's topic is, I talked about this a little bit on the other show, all right? Floyd Mayweather burned a $100 bill at Atlanta nightclub for no reason, just because he can, you know, just because. I wanted to know y'all opinion about that. Would y'all do it, you know, if you had that much money? Some of y'all, you know, I talked to a couple people, they said they would do it anyway. They do it now and all that shit, you know. You can give me that $100, okay? I can get my nails done, my hair done, whatever, feet done, to buy some MAC makeup. You know, I could do a lot of stuff with $100, okay? So I'm dying to know y'all opinion about that and see if y'all would really just blow $100. Some of y'all said y'all would, but then as soon as something go down, y'all be ready to beat somebody to fuck up over $100. You know, he took my motherfucking money. So anyway, I want to know y'all opinion. Make sure y'all check out the website, air.radio.net. I'm working hard on that thing. Real crazy. You're on the net and you want to tune in and you want to answer the topic or you want to give somebody a shout out, whatever the case is, 347-677-1163. Remember, I call out your last four digits of your phone number and I come to y'all periodically behind the scenes once a song is playing. Sometimes it may come to you. So please make sure you're on the line. I'll be letting y'all know, look, you're coming up next. Your caller number, such and such, your next up, da 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 da. So pay attention, and if I don't think you're there, or I think you're snoring, or whatever the case is, I'm moving on, okay? Check the archives. I'll come to you, and I'll say your number on the air, too. So if you missed out, you missed out. So, like I said, tonight's topic is, would you burn a $100 bill? You know what I mean? And that is illegal from what I understand. Would you just burn $100 just for GP because you got it? Whatever the case is. Dying to know your opinion. So we'll hit the lines up, see what's going on, and why not? Why not? That's how it is. Oh, one more thing before I get that, because I know y'all like, bitch, hurry up. You know Paul Wall gonna be on tonight. I'm trying to get through. Listen, if y'all in the beginning of the show, please try to check the archives, because you never know who's coming on and they be giving out some good info as well, and y'all be losing out on a lot of opportunities that come on the show. Like EQ, shout out to him. He was giving out, you know, videos for free. All y'all had to do was hit him up, and some of y'all didn't do it because y'all was in the beginning of the show. So please make sure y'all at least check out the archives or check out, you know, my website, because you never know what's going on. All right, so I'm going to hit the lines up, see what's going on. 4986, Air Dot Radio, what's good? What's going on?
I'm chilling, man. I'm trying to feel a little better.
You're feeling
under the weather for a little bit.
Okay. Tell them who you are real quick, because I know your phone a little shady over there.
Oh, hold on. Let me, shit is
crazy.
Just
that.
Is it just better now?
Oh, no. Sound like it got worse. All right, there you go.
All right, how about
maybe not. Anyway,
just, oh,
Machete King, y'all. Machete King. So anyway, what is your opinion about? Yeah, that's better. Way better. What's your opinion about the $100 bills that may, you know, whether it's burnt?
I put it to you like this: if you got to rock out, I actually got a song off of the Theft of Sobriety mixtape called "So Rich," where in the hook I say, "I wanna be so rich that I can roll weed in a $100 bill." You want to be able to waste money. When you want to be able to have enough money that you can waste it.
Wow.
Money to burn. That's what the phrase is. Money
to
burn.
Yeah, that's literally money to burn, for real, for real.
You know what I'm
saying?
He's showing his ass. You know what I'm saying? As long as you,
work
hard, get your money, you take care of your peoples, and, you know, donate a little something to charity, it's all love.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to catch a charge with that?
I don't know. I thought flag burning was illegal. I didn't know burning money was illegal.
I thought it was illegal. I'm quite sure EQ would have his opinion, and he'll let us know when he comes along. But from my understanding, I thought it was. But anyway, if somebody knows for a fact,
I ain't got it to burn right now.
I ain't got it to burn right now,
so I definitely don't know about it for sure. So
I know that's
that shit crazy, though.
I think it is. So anyway, what's good with you, music wise?
Sobriety still hurts. It's still on Bandcamp.com. I'm going to fuck around and retool the whole situation. And in September, around Labor Day, I'm gonna re-release Sobriety Still Hurts on iTunes. It's going to be the Cloud Surfing, the special Cloud Surfing edition. I'm going to throw a couple more songs on there, take a couple songs off, and, you know, do some features that were supposed to have happened. You know, make some things happen. It's going to be fun.
Okay.
It's going to be fun. The Have Nots compilation album will be out before the end of the year. I'm going to have LaShawn Creed, Reese Rawbanger, Christy the Virgo, and so many more. We all going to get together and hop on stage all crazy before the summer's out, getting everything set up and situated. Shout outs to Millie Bless, Infotainment, Logical B, V Logic, and Abstract. There's a lot of cats working together to. Just bring some good music back to the hip hop game. You know what I'm saying? Just bring it back to where niggas wasn't scared to smile. Like, real talk.
Girl. You said
yeah,
I
don't smile at my pics. I'm kind of a big dude or whatever, and I don't want motherfuckers thinking shit sweet.
I would much rather you think it's sweet if you don't smile.
When niggas see you smile a lot, they think shit sweet. So. Try not to smile because motherfuckers don't know how to interpret it.
Oh.
You know
what what about the ladies, though? You don't want to be, you know, rough with them all the time.
I'm a fucking pussycat. I'm gentle, man. I'm gentle. I'm not rough. I'm not rough at all. I don't know. Life's short. I got a lot of work to do. I ain't got time to be dealing with dumb shit, so I keep the fuck out my face grill on. That's what I call it. Some people call it the meme bug. Some people call it the screw face.
Get the fuck out my face grill on.
Yeah, you see that shit, you know that you need to get the fuck out my face.
Wow.
That's a first. Sometimes you gotta be careful when a motherfucker is always talking. It's quiet. It becomes a dangerous situation for you when that happens.
Right.
So, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, babe, but what's on? Give them your info and let me know what's on.
Oh, yeah, man.
You better.
Right, I'm sorry. Shout out to all the Aired Outers, man. You can find me and the whole rack of Aired Outers at itsmyurls.com/AirItOuters. And you can Google Machete King or just hit me up at facebook.com/machete.king. You know what I'm saying? The music of Machete King is facebook.com/machete king music. Join my fan club at Reverb Nation and just Google me, man. I'm everywhere. I show love where love is shown, man. That's how it is, man.
All right. What we getting into?
Shit. I wanna request my joint. You Need to Calm Down. It got Jack Swift and Call Me BAK, Poppy Go Get 'Em, and from Liberty University, and it got Reese Rawbanger on it. It's on Sobriety Still Hurts. Nice little club banger to get people to smile a little bit, calm the fuck down, because, you know, just as tough as you are, there's always somebody tougher. And the cops, they can legally kill a nigga, so, boom, there we go.
Wait a minute, slow down, shorty. Do we got that in
here? Yeah.
I'm feeling
like, it's probably, it should be in there.
Okay, there it is, You need to calm down, Steady King, baby,
yeah.
There it is.
There you go.
New York, Philly, stands up. The steady thing in the building. Hit him, body still hurts, but listen. You need to calm down before you get fucked up. You need to calm down before you get fucked up. You need to calm down before you get fucked up. You need to calm down before you get fucked up.
Good on a weed break, take time out with Henny. Ain't got to lay out a mix, dime out a penny. Cause this rap shit gon' make me pour the nine out and empty on it. Next nigga spittin' out a rhyme about a Bentley. Niggas climb out the chimney, put your ass in floor. You keep talking out your ass, nigga ask for war. Niggas don't blast, we can backblast some more. Put some shit to knock the driver through the patch of the door. It happened before the ball, make they niggas suck a watch. The streets is all rough, make niggas suck a block. When they pull up, no one LA niggas up with shots. Well, bullets just turn corners, chase niggas up the block. Think they can fuck with cops when they hammer, bring the coward out. Grab your hoodie, you gon' jam these niggas at the powerhouse. Keep the peace with me, bring the leash and the collars out. Keep the peace with me, bring the reach and the flowers out. Fuck you niggas hollin' about carrying the five.
You need to calm down. Before you get fucked up. You need to calm down.
Okay.
Before you get fucked up.
I already know what it is.
You need to calm down.
Let's get it poppin' a B-Wave. Watch how you behave for you. My waist and your block through a heat wave. The West End spin you backwards with a replay. So for the record with the weapon, I'm a DJ Dump. When you see sights jump, when you see KCOP on point like a re-sink. That ain't even including the goonies from my street that dump like a grenade.
Boom.
When I pull the pin, you better run like the relays.
Boom.
A DK is no Calvin, shots like an album. Set them on fire like fire when you free bass. No volume, must keep it down in.
And they say the working man is a free slave.
Yeah.
So I gotta keep it working with the free page.
Yeah.
And I gotta bring the work like the weekdays.
Yeah.
That'll keep a door open like a keychain.
You need to calm down before you get fucked up. You need to
calm down
before you get fucked
up.
So hype, you can lose your life.
Don't.
Got a bark, got a hell of a bite. Real rap, I will fuck you up. So bad, they gotta come and scrape you up. I ride to the fullest, super size bullets. Stuck to my back, got gloves when I pull it. I'm cutting like Floyd when I flip it. Throw something sharp, too swift for you to dip it. Watch how I switch it, I'ma turn it up. I'ma do me every day, so what? I'ma go hard like a dick straight up. Man, I write while you sleep, you niggas should wake up. Calm down before you get body. Right at the back door, right up on the trolley. If I see you, nigga, I'ma see you. Calm down for the next body, really be you.
You need to calm down before you get fucked up. You need to calm down before you get fucked up.
You need to chill before you get yourself killed. Ain't no frontin', cousin, I'm real. So all the brothers and sisters behind me. So a drive won't make you hard to find me. Get high, go buy you a bottle. You just fly, go find you a model. Quit acting like you got nothing to lose. End up in the pool for having something to prove. Listen, we ain't moved by your gangster antics. You faithful, you need gangster practice. No, dude, I'm no gangster rapper. Nor am I any kind of gangster actor. Gonna have real gangsters get at you if you keep acting like you the gangster master, clown. I'm here to smoke weed and drink, so don't blow my high. You ain't as fly as you think, pussy.
You need to calm down before you get fucked up. You need to calm down before you get fucked up. You need to calm down before you get fucked up. You need to calm down before you get fucked up.
Somebody call the cops. Tell them it's me. See what the fuck they tell you. See if they don't hang up the phone and call your mom. And tell her to come get you.
Because
you done landed yourself in this shit, then nobody should really get it. That is fucking with me or anybody who's fucking with me. Sobriety still.
Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio is at Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Tonight's topic tonight is Floyd Mayweather. He burned $100, you know, at Atlanta nightclub. What's your opinion on that? Short and sweet. Don't go into no long-ass story, please. Just keep it short and sweet so we can get everybody in and get everybody out. Respect the game. All right, so I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. 0559. Air It Out Radio. Okay, see? That's that bullshit I be talking about. I be coming to y'all, and y'all don't be on the air. We going to go to 6659. Air It Out Radio. What's good?
Yo, what's up, Fire?
What's good? Who's
what's
this?
What's good? It's the die.
You know what? People be looking for you on Facebook and Twitter. You got to make sure you give them that info this good. I'd be tired of giving it to them. I'd be like, look, you on Twitter, okay? holler back at her. Jesus. But, yeah, you got to make sure you give them that today real nice and clear so they can get that because they would be wanting to collab with you all.
Okay. I will.
Okay.
But, so, yes, I need to get on the topic, even though you said short and sweet. Short and sweet. This shit is ignorant. I think it's ignorant. Mm. I mean, because it's homeless people out here. There's people that actually need money. And just because you have money to burn doesn't mean you have to burn it literally.
Yeah.
So that's just, I mean, that's my opinion. No offense, Machete King, but the shit is ignorant. It's straight up ignorant.
Nah, it's some people that really feel that way. Like, you know, it's cool to just burn it like that. But, I mean, give it away to somebody that really need it if that's the case, you know?
Exactly.
So not everybody thinks that way, but, you know, hey. So what's going on with you music-wise?
My mixtape is still coming out. I changed the name to The Test Drive, so it's not going to be Diversity. It's going to be The Test Drive. It's coming out middle of August. I was just down South Street on Saturday because it's supposed to be like South Street Block Party, but we were in front of the Clear store. So shout out to E. Burners because he stayed and waited around for my performance and everything, and Jizz, his producer. So it was really cool. It's, of course, Epic Promotions. They always show love. Like, you guys, between Air It Out Radio and Epic Promotions, like, you guys just show love to everybody. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're going to collab, so look out for that. Me and E-Burners is going to be, like, two joints. So,
Uh-oh. Yes, uh-oh is right. Uh-oh.
You will be surprised. You will be surprised because it's gonna be real.
No,
hip-hop.
That's a good
combination.
That's a good combination. So
yes,
that's good.
I'm excited.
Okay. So as far as where they can reach you, make sure you give that to them real good.
Yes. Okay. It's I am the die. I A M T H E D Y. That's at Twitter. I am the die. Just all one word. So hit me up, because people did hit me up last week, Shot215, he hit me up. He's like, you can't say I didn't try to hit you up. So he did. So shout out to him. He did.
Okay.
So.
That's what's up. Okay, so what song are we getting into tonight?
I want to go back to Neighbors Know My Name, because when I did it on South Street, like, people were really feeling it. So I'd rather hear that, because people were really feeling what I was saying, so.
All right, that's the one, Light It Up, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So y'all be trying to trick me and shit. Nah, it's all good. Go ahead and introduce the babe.
Okay, this is your girl to die from Uptown Philly, and this is Light It Up Freestyle, Neighbors Know My Name. Check it out.
This your girl to die representing Uptown Philly, and I'm rocking with the hottest female DJ on the Female Hustle Volume 1 mixtape, and I'm going
to
show you
how to be an MC.
Mixtapes, MySpace, do it the Drake way. The aisle clear with silence, it's a dime. way.
She know pop is yo pop Wanzel. Well, when the fuck she gon' pop? Cause dude, I can't tell. Sure, it's the cat with the blowout in the your love cells. Where the fuck she gon' go? Yo, when all that spells. And when they see she ain't like Nikki and they will rep spell. Now hold up. I don't do it for the money, I don't do it for the fame. I do it cause this hip-hop game and need a saver from these lanes.
And since the rap game seems like the crack game, I guess the dealers are the artists, cause they getting hit with charges for brainwashing niggas, they're cooking and selling garbage. The more simple to rhyme, it appears to bang the largest hit, and that's when the blow was like the hardest. Shit, how to kill them all remains a mystery. The silence these dumb bums who think they making history. Offended by what I say, talking to you specifically. Put no effort for the yes, it's feeling like a diss to me. You did correct the homie, you ain't like sort of kissing me. Refuse to use your brain and win, still a miss to me. Stamped as a hater, who the folks label me different.
I say the neighbors know my name, name for a different reason. Say the neighbors know my name, name for a different reason. The neighbors know my name for a different reason. Neighbors know my name, name for a different reason. I say the neighbors, 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 the neighbors, neighbors know me. The neighbors, neighbors, ain't cause it's trigger that they know me. The neighbors, 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 the neighbors, neighbors know me. The neighbors, neighbors, hip-hop returns you now owe me.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, BC. You now listening to Air It Out Radio. Holla at your boy. Yeah.
Air It Out Radio is at Chick Fight. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. Make sure y'all pressing 1 if y'all clicking over and texting and all that stuff, because sometimes you do tend to drop. Tonight's topic is Floyd Mayweather burned $100. What's y'all opinion on that? Is it cool, not cool, whatever? Would you do it, whatever the case is? Sure and sweet, Air It Out Radio, 6280. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Fire?
Who's this? How you doing?
This is Ron. What's up?
You're supposed to play it out. She's like, this love. You know who this is?
What's going on?
Ain't nothing, ain't nothing. So, love everybody. Tell everybody exactly who you are and where you from, because I know you come in usually at the end of the show.
Oh, God, that's how you had to do it. This is Love, one of Fire artists, pretty much. Pretty much Fire, the best artist, the best leader ever. I'm pretty much just an upcoming singer. I want everybody to look out for me and start supporting me. I'm going to be putting some things out there soon.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
So, you've been in, oh, man. You got some music coming out, and you got a mixtape or whatever. That should be out soon. So congrats on that.
Yeah, I have an audition coming up, too, that thanks to my the best community ever. I got an audition coming up for the Voice. That's going to be on July 22nd. I have a couple showcases coming up, the AMI 5 showcase. That's going to be August 4th. And August 6th, I'm going to be performing. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff on the plate right now. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Okay, okay. So, tell everybody where they can reach you and all that good stuff.
Right now, they can reach me at my Facebook, which is Lovely Love, facebook.com/lovelylove, Lovely Songstress Love. That's where you can catch me at right now. If you come to my page, I have a couple songs on SoundCloud that was written by the one and only Fire, so check that out also.
Ow! All right. So what song we getting into tonight?
I'm thinking, are we getting into Future Star tonight?
There it is, Future Star.
Okay, the latest Future Star just now recorded, hot off the press, written by yours truly, Fire, performed by me, J-Love, Love. So, yeah, let's get into it.
There it is.
I'm keep on dreaming. I'm the hottest thing on the scene. I'm your future star.
What up, what up? It's your man, not your boy, your man, NF. AKA, I look like I'll beat you to death. And you live with Miss Smack-a-Chick, AKA That Chick Fire, on airitoutradio.net. Try me.
Air It Out Radio, is That Chick Fire? Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. And if you want to send me some drops or you want to send some tracks, make sure you send it to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. MP3, make sure you leave your number if I don't have it, and your artist name. I don't need to see this is such and such featured, blah, 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 blah. Just your name, the name of the song, MP3, leave your phone number, and we cool. Stop trying to put all this extra stuff in the damn emails. Anyway, I love y'all to death, but like I said, tonight's topic is Mayweather. He burned $100. What's y'all opinion on that? Please make sure y'all check out The Batcave 2.0 Wednesday 10 to 12. Me and my boy Frankie J are hosting the show. If y'all want to get voted on, y'all have to check out the website, which is Batcave2POINT0.com. That'll be posted on my Facebook or Twitter pages, or you can call up 215-895-5917. So either way, if you call up or you go to the website, get your people to vote you in and, you know, keep your ass in the countdown. We start from 10 to 1 and we break it on down. So I'm trying to get y'all aired out as in there, and make sure y'all understand this is Batcave Radio. This is, they play a lot of hardcore stuff. So I did pick a couple people to get in there that, you know, they add kind of hardcore songs. So some people didn't have, like, the real hardcore stuff. I'm, you know, so please bear with me. I'll throw some of y'all here and there in there. But y'all got to try to hit the website up, and y'all have to call in every once in a while. Show me that y'all supporting me so I can support y'all back, all right? So this is your opportunity to be on the web, you know, on the radio. So don't say y'all don't have the opportunity. I don't want to hear it no more. This is y'all chance right here. So I told y'all, once I make it, I'll bring y'all on. So there it is, all right? Shout out to everybody on the line, all my air it outers. Thank you for supporting me. And like I said, I support y'all right back by putting y'all on the website, trying to get y'all on here and there. So bear with me. I can't bring all y'all on at the same time, but I bring y'all on as much as I can and here and there. So, all right, love y'all to death. We're going to hit the lines up a little bit more. 2410, Air It Out Radio. What's good?
What's going on, Fi?
What's going on, babe? Who this?
Huh?
Who is this?
My fault is Jay.
Jay, what up, Jay?
What's going on? How you doing, man? I want to say congratulations, man. You're doing big things, man. I'm loving that.
I'm trying, you know what I'm saying? That's thanks to y'all for calling in and stuff. So I respect y'all for calling in. I couldn't do it without y'all. So what's going on with you, Jay? Like, answer the topic for me. What's your opinion about that? The Floyd Mayweather thing.
Oh, man. This is the first time I heard about this.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, man, that is kind of corny, though.
Mm. That nigga burning your cell phone money. He burning your cell phone money.
Hey, man, you know, because people like us, you feel me, like, you know, myself or the Ariadas, you know, I'm pretty sure we all done hit rock bottom once or twice.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, like, you know, a lot of us learn to appreciate money, you feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got to. I wonder would he burn $100 if he was piss poor broke, like, all over again. Like, I don't know his situation beforehand, but if he was piss poor broke right now, like, he lost everything, would he be burning $100 now? Probably not, but, you know.
Yeah, that's not.
Okay, Jay, you still there? All right, so, anyway, we lost him. We always lose Jay. We're not going to go back to you tonight because we did that last time. If we got time by the end of the show, we're going to go back to you. Anyway, make sure y'all check out the website, airdotradio.net, and hit me up Wednesdays 10 to 12 midnight, okay? Me and Frankie J hosting Batcave 2.0. Scarfold is going to be in a business, in a building. I don't really like saying building. I'm trying to not say that, so I smack me if I start saying that, y'all. Be like, Fire, you saying, you know, building too much, though. Because everybody says that. So I'm trying not to say that on the back of you. So anyway, like I said, check the website out, airdotradio.net. Shout out to everybody that's listening in. Be patient with me on the lines. I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more, see what's going on. 8832, airdotradio, what's good?
What it is, Fire.
What it is, who it is, who you be?
It's Jay Rose, baby.
Jay Rose. Turn out the lights. Woo-hoo, yeah. Listen, I know I can't say, but, you know, I can't help it. That's the only thing that's sticking my head. So,
it's all good.
They going to choke me up for that a little more. I'm telling you, like, Fire, you know what? So, anyway, what's your opinion about the Floyd Mayweather incident?
Oh, my God. Like,
oh, my goodness.
That's a stupid issue. Man, I don't even know how to describe it.
It was pictures and videos of this thing going down.
I would never do that. I don't see how. I just can't. I don't care how much money I got. It's always something I can spend $100 on.
I know that's right.
Always.
I need that money. I need that.
I'd rather give it to somebody than just burn it. Like, I can't
do it. I don't want to do that either. But I know what you're saying, though. I know what you're saying. I'd rather give it to somebody. So... that's like giving it to a 2-year-old baby and be like, here, do what you want.
Yeah.
Slobbering all over, rip it all up, you know, throw an appointment, whatever the case is. Like, you never know. So.
That's crazy.
All right, music wise, what's going on with you?
Music wise. Actually, because, like, before, you know, I ain't been on the show in a minute, so. Had to come through there like the first free night and had a minute because I got a new team on with and they've been working me in the studio like every other day. So trying to get my project side. Got a new little street team or whatever. They out there promoting real heavy. I'm finna drop a single and we're shooting the video in mid-August for it. So I ain't got you the single yet. I need to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, why you supposed to be on me? You supposed to make sure I'm doing this shit. But, yo, I've just been working, man. Just I ain't got no shows set up yet, but I'm finna get back in that.
I'm waiting on the collabs. I know you was doing some collabs with everybody. I'm waiting on that to go down, so.
Supposed to be working with Ebernus for a new one. He's supposed to be getting some ready. And Bunny is supposed to be getting some with her, too.
What? Dolphins Bunny?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to Bunny.
Okay. All
right. Yeah, we're going to get some with them, too. Man, you need to check. Did I send you the record with Blood Council?
Oh, I think you did, but I don't know which one is under. Is it under you or is it under him? That's the only thing.
We need to check that out.
Yeah. You know what y'all best bet is? If y'all do collabs, it's better to just... you submit one and then he submit one for the same thing and then that way it's put into both of y'all. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
He call in and he wanna request that versus me going back all the way into your file and be like, I don't got it. So that's the best bet. You know, I'm for real. Like that's your best bet is to just send it in separately and, you know, go from there. But it's up to y'all.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do. But
yeah, we gotta start doing that.
Yeah, that'll be
I'll be losing stuff on the low.
Yeah, you know me. A bitch can't see, and a bitch be fucking up, too, and blog be fucking up, so there you go. So, but I don't know. I honestly do not know. I'm looking in here now. I don't really see too much. I got on that pole. And oh yeah, I got it. Look at me now.
Where you at?
Yeah. Look at me now. Oh, that's by Eburnus and Black Cancer.
Nah, this was at me and Black Cancer.
I don't know, babe. You're going to have to see me after the show or whatever. Oh, we'll take it for the time. I'm sorry, sweetie. I'm sorry.
Good.
Black Cancer is on the line, and I know he's going to yeah me up and all that stuff. So, you know, it is what it is. So, what we going to get into? I don't know.
No, she ain't got that one. Go ahead and get into the Look At Me Now joint.
You know what? I'm going to punch you after I pass it and everything. No, go ahead and introduce it, babe.
Hey, man, this is a new joint. Look At Me Now, featuring Eburnus and Black Cancer.
Oh, wait, give me your info. Give me your info real quick.
Yeah. For collabs and everything, man, for everybody that don't know, I'm an R&B singer. So if you're really trying to holler at me personally, my Twitter is the best thing because I don't want to be on nothing else. Twitter, J Rose Online. And that's about it, baby. Just holler at me.
All right. There it is.
Don't get mad because we ain't call you to get on the song, nigga. As long as the niggas getting paper.
This has got to be illegal.
You can love me, I better take her home. You can read her, cause she turned up her phone. Said she wanna be with a real nigga now. Somebody tell Chris, let me hold that beat like I'm Trigger now. Yes, I'm getting paper and I know you haters want it. There's some niggas better tell them, show me my opponent. If you let you tell me, look at me, now beat, I'm on it. Somebody tell Chris, this beat is fine, I own it. In paper, look at me now, look at me now. I'm fresher than a mother. Rosé in the building, you show women some undressed. All these niggas hating, but they know that I'm the best. Oops, I said I'm the best. I ain't really gonna say I'm the best, but since y'all know that I'm the best, I ain't really gotta say nothing else. I'm done.
And I'ma be the same once them shots to the brain, and I lean to the left like I'm in a whip. It's time to snap. Other than South nigga when he wildin' off the yeah, he cautious scrap. Licky shots on fire, so I toss it back on track. To a platinum plaque establishment, my establishment, I'm packing. Spin up our clothes like runny nose, bring an acronym. Acronym, stack the chips, STC never lacking them. FBB finna brag a bit. Drop the egg like you had a slip. Aces where them after, bitch. Try to be a college graduate. Lot of stress on the nigga, shot sign back for the best out of tech. Half the vent, ayy, I'm slack a bit. Been this way, action chick. In the shade, black and sitting in my age. Rag and rip, any stage. Pack event, witness made, dagger rip. Similar to OJ, me and J Rose, and E. For the track to piss. If a hater got a nigga face on with a frown, but some leaves, he mad as shit. Need paper, not only for his pockets, it's the fact of an accent. I'm so sorry, that's a bit. Lemonade, hey, you be better than this. Why you constipated? I'ma cake up like a marriage dish.
Look at me now. Look at me now. I'm taking paper. Look at me now. Look at me now. I'm fresher than a mouth.
Let go. It's Eburnus back like I never left. EBBC, J Rose, what's next? They ain't ready. They ain't ready. Yo, look at me now, game ain't changed. Same old E-man, stack that change. Cop that coupe, drop straight off the lot. Punk on the block and play the bird wide. Game too tight, swag on, yep. Red bird running over my cup. Money tight, yo, money tight. I've been doing this, I live that life. Life so real, my ain't too real. Y'all couldn't imagine how this shit feel. Go so hard, they say ain't chill. Like LBJ, that lane with the bill. Bang, bang, I does my thing. MVP, tell them fitting for rain. M.I.A. got front row seats. Y'all M.I.A., y'all missing sleep. Get on your job, get off my coattail. I'm a king on fire, it ain't hard to tell. Hear that plug, we air it out. Time for the charts we care about. Ask that ball, me and my flow. This chick said we like she need my dough. With EBBCC, we okay. Look at me now on this track with Rosé.
Look at me now. Look at me now. I'm taking paper. Look at me now. Look at me now. I'm fresher than a mother.
Yeah, this your boy Ruggy. You're listening to my homie, my Ace Boom Coon. Fire! Woo! Let's get it!
Aired on Radio 7. That's your fire. I can never get over of that drop. Anyway, send your drops in to itsairedoutradio@gmail.com. Okay, MP3 name. Appreciate all the drops that's being sent in. So if you have not sent me one in, you know who you are, okay? All right, don't make me smack you. Anyway, check out the website, airitoutradio.net. And like I said, tonight is the last night for the Step Your Game Up contest. That's it. Chance to win the iPad, okay? Valued up to like $500. Good deal. Y'all had to write a hit, original, all that good stuff about your grind as an artist. So there will be, there actually is another contest in my, on my website. If y'all go into on my page and everything and go in there and find it, y'all go find out what other contests and stuff I got going on. Di was asking me what other things I got going on as well. Like I said, the showcase is coming on in August, so you definitely want to check out that. We got the Sneakervilla thing coming up as well. Batcave 2.0, me and Frankie J on Wednesdays, 10 to 12. Please go get your people to vote for you now. Okay, now. Y'all can do it now on the website, okay? That's the only way y'all going to stay in this shit, all right? So, hit the lines up a little bit more, see what's going on. 1910, Air It Out Radio, what's good?
It's your boy EQ, Illadel Styles, Cartel 215 and all that. What's up, fire?
What's going on? What's going on? EQ Philly.
Yeah. Yeah, long, long, long weekend. I had a long, crazy weekend. I'm working on people's videos. Just
you're cheating on me already? Damn.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, baby. You know, I'm trying to spread the love.
I know. It's all good.
So, what's popping with you? That's what I want to know.
Well,
that's the question
of
the night.
Well, you know, thank you for calling in. You show me mad love on the Batcave 2.0. I appreciate that. You know what I mean? I know you're busy and whatnot, so definitely appreciate that. But just doing that, you know, my artists and whatnot.
Yeah. I was actually doing two things that day. I was watching Urban Expressions and doing the Batcave.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
So that's a good look.
It is a good look. Okay. All at the same time.
Uh-huh.
I ain't mad at you. So I got to ask you.
I need that $100.
You need that $100? Me too. Me too.
No,
too.
Seriously, though, let me tell you what the deal that burned that money.
Sure.
Let me tell you. All right, look. First of all, it is illegal to burn money, but check it out, though. This is where Mayweather wins, though. This is how he went.
Okay.
First of all, you know he got a lawyer to spank that ass, so bottom line is this. It costs $100. That's a $100 fine if you burn money, period. So if you burn a dollar, it's going to cost you $100. If you burn $100, it's just still going to cost you $100. And or 6 months in jail. So if you got a good lawyer, you'll spank the 6 months in jail, probably do some community service, and just pay a little $100 fine.
Wait a minute. So he can burn another $100 later on down the road and then do it all
over again? It's only going to cost him $100.
That's crazy.
It's only going to cost him $100. It's only, as a matter of fact, it only takes 5 cents to make a bill, a currency bill. So basically, that's why they only charge you $100 if you burn a bill, period.
Wow. That's nuts. So you still doing the blog thing and everything? That's still going on?
Yep, that's this Wednesday. Yep. So I'm trying to not interfere with the Batcave
2.0. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
No. I'm doing it earlier. So basically, you know, they come to my blog, they get the info, and then they come to you. You know what I'm saying? And it's all good. You know, it still all works out. Okay. Mine's just more informal, trying to teach people about the business, but it also got some music, you know, some different things I'm doing. And I'm great start to definitely ASAP, I'm going to start the movie project because putting out music is cool and it's a beautiful thing, but I get more response and love from doing the movie thing because nobody has a perspective person when it comes to doing movies. Everybody want to watch a movie. Everybody don't want to listen to your CD. So if you last,
you
give you my information.
With honey and stuff.
Exactly. You know, if you want to get into this movie or if you want to get a part in the movie, everybody that's online right now, the sound of my voice. Hit up Jay Quick, that's JQUICK, at Illadel Styles, that's IlladelStyles.com. Jay Quick at IlladelStyles.com. Send me a picture of yourself, a little brief bio, who you are, what you're trying to do, this and that. I don't care if you're a rapper, singer, actor, actress, chill, boy. You know what I'm saying? You can. I got B-roll footage for you too. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you think you can do, whatever. Just send me a picture. Make sure you send a picture in the little brief bio, and I'm definitely gonna hook you up. I need to start the movie project ASAP because I want to get it ready by October. So definitely get at me. It's your boy EQ. I gave you the info. If you hit me up at illadelstyles.com if you can't remember nothing else.
Do you have any specific roles that you're trying to push out for?
Yeah, actually, it's a lot. It's a couple of universal roles. I mean, I got roles for dancers. I got roles for just like the B person. Like you might get a one-liner or a two-liner or something like that. You're not main characters. I definitely got a few main character roles, females and males, available.
Can you promise me a role in here?
See, nobody can have your role. Your role is just special.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. You told me I had like a blink role.
No, I got
blink.
No, you got your own role. Seriously, you got your own roles. You play a radio personality, so your role is it's already taken.
I like you.
Yeah. So you good. But other than that, I got some other major roles. So, you know, if you're down, if you want to get in this movie, don't come to me later and say, oh, Q, I don't want to hear that. I know you on the phone. I know you're listening. I'm telling you now, get at me now, because in the next 2 weeks when I start getting tied down, it's going to be hard to try to fit you in. I'm telling you, because people are going to call me left and right, and they're going to want, by the end of this week, I'm going to probably have everything filled up. I already know that. Because everybody wants to be in a movie. I already know that. Everybody wants to be in a movie. Especially since they already saw my first movie. They already like, yo, Q, I got to be in the next movie. So I already know that. So you need to hit me up now. Get your bid in. Because once I start filling the roles, I'm not going back.
I heard it. I'll announce it again later on because there's a lot of people that, you know, come in afterwards and they ain't getting all the info. So.
Yeah, okay, yeah, all right. Well, just let them know from the gate that we're doing the movie. They can hit me up on your website, Air It Out Radio, or they can hit me up at illadelstyles.com. You know what I'm saying? They're very important. It's a good movie.
What is it called?
It's called Change the Beat. It's basically if you a little old school and you ever seen Beat Street, where they concentrated more on the dancing. Change the Beat is basically about the rapping aspect of hip hop and how artists have to pay to get played on the radio. It's called payola. So, and it's got a little theme to it. It's about two guys from two different worlds. One do hardcore hip hop, one do conscious hip hop. And as they come together to create a new song to get played on the radio, they get dissed, they don't get it played, and they hit the streets hard. But they gain a bond and a relationship. And as they get closer, they come to find out that they both got the same father. It's a deep movie, very, very, very touching. But at the same time, it also deals with the social aspects of the music game, the hip-hop game. So it's a good movie. Definitely looking for roles for people. So if you're down with it and you think you could do something, get at me.
Okay. All right. Give them your info one good time, and then we're going to get into one of your songs.
www.illadelstyles.com. Be on the lookout July 29th. The new album is called Captain Ghetto, The Return of the Underground. Tight joint. It's crazy, right? Crazy.
Yeah.
You got to go see the new video. It's popping. Also, check out the new music. Now, I didn't see you. The only thing I saw you send you today was the contest song. So I'm quite sure you don't have anything. You probably didn't need to check your mail and get it.
I didn't. You must have sent it in afterwards. So, I mean, it's good, though, because, I mean, it don't matter. I'm not judging. I really don't even want to listen to them, I'm telling you. I just want to send it off to the person, and it's going to take them, like, a week or two. They already told me because the schedule was crazy. And then after that, I'm going to get them to personally call in and announce the winner. So it's going to be like that. So,
wow.
Yeah.
You know what?
The person is going to call in and, you know, announce the winner. I'm not going to have nothing to do with it. It's all on them. So don't get mad at me, whoever they pick.
It's
so,
all good, man. It's all good. So what songs do you have for me? You have all that.
Oh, my God. I know you're not trying to make me go through all your songs.
No, do you have all that? Do you have all that, John? That's all I want to know.
All that. Gosh, I'm going to punch you.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Let me see. I don't know. Slow down, shorty. Slow down. Slow down, shorty. Slow down.
And I'm about like 20,
you know,
20 times taller than you.
I know, but hey, it sounded good. It sounded good.
It's
you know what?
Good.
Do you call it something else? Because I think I do.
No, it's just all that. It's all that EQ, Illidell styles.
All that.
Hmm.
Yeah. No.
If you ain't got that.
I'm grinding. Haters, my running man, dutifully. Come on, move on. I need you and love you. Get peed. Cold winner. My own again. That's
you know what?
Oh, no,
you, got cold. You know what?
Okay.
I ain't, even though it's a hot summer, put on that cold winter joint. I ain't hear that in a minute.
All right.
Yeah, it's your boy EQ, Illidell Styles, Cartel 215. You now tune into the hottest station in the nation across the country. You know what I'm saying? With that chick fire. You know what I'm saying? Air It Out Radio. New joint, cold winter.
There it is.
Nothing like your enemy, something like your Santa Claus climbing down your chimney, bringing you the lyrical, something for your spiritual, taking all your pain away, giving you a miracle. Some like to perpetrate, so they real fraudulent, can't give a real show. Tell me where your money's been, even when I'm not hot, still hit the right spot, touching all your senses, more so resistant, keeping you in tune as I'm landing on your moon. I'm a star shining bright, you would think my name was June, July, so fly. I'm like a lair, I go there and make you put your hands in the air. I'm a vet for the masses. Better bring your glasses. Something that you gotta see. You don't wanna pass it. Giving you the realness. Every day, all day. Can't stop now, cause you know I came a long way. About my lifespan, a nice man who rose through the crevice, and now I'm in the limelight. It's my night and your night, so let's get together, have a party, man, we can jam all night. Who ever said that life would be easy? They try to give us noodles of the politics, it's easy. Had a brother who was shot for peace. Just imagine if we all stuck together, would we stand for peace? From the slave ships to the cotton fields, we're still enslaved. Mentally, magic, David Copperfield, if I see it, I can truly be it. So I'm living like tomorrow never comes. I'm moving with the drums, the beat and percussion. Just a rap session. I'm making lyric poems just to stop the kids from cussing. If you hear what I speak, understand what I say, raise your hand to the sky, cause we came a long way. Yeah, I know you came a long way like me, so this is for you. Cause they shoot to kill. From the cops to the block, the soldiers in the war, we helping other countries, but we still living poor. The only thing that's rich is our will to succeed. It's funny how we rise while we stepping overseas. And Steve was a man who lost his job. Now we forced to be a criminal to steal and rob. Every day we in a panic, our thoughts are gigantic. Want more, give less, using up the planet. Now this is kinda deep, but this is just a thought. And you can overcome if you understand the art. Something I will say to you will put you in a better mood. Hope you take the inspiration, giving us a better food. I thank God for giving me another day. I understand, cause for sure we came a long way.
Oh, we are, oh, we are, oh, we are, oh, we are, oh, we are. the Dirt Heroes, and we're kicking it with Air It Out Radio, and that chick Fire, Brown Skin Mommy. All right.
Air It Out Radio, I am that chick Fire, the Brown Skin Heifer. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me, y'all, 347-677-1163. Shout out to the Batcave 2.0, my host, Frankie J. Shout out to Lewis, too, from True Unity as well, and EQ Philly, and Mike Neely, and a couple of all my Air Dotters that be supporting me. So make sure y'all vote for yourself on a countdown so y'all can stay in that. Like I said, Wednesday, 10 to 12, I'm going to keep beating y'all air up until y'all get to know that show as well. I am the new host over there, so definitely if y'all want to get played on radio, actual radio, 91.7, please tune in. Shout out to P-Fong for giving me the opportunity. And I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more, see what's going on. All right. 2641, Air It Out Radio. What's good?
What's good? It's your Burners in the building.
Burners.
Mic check, mic check.
What's good? Air It Out Radio. It's your boy, E. Burners. Got to get business minded. Hold on. Let me fix my hair.
Okay, why you getting business mind? I'm going to ask you the topic, you know, about Mayweather. He burned $100 at a nightclub. What's your opinion about that? Short and sweet. What's your opinion
Mayweather
about that?
Mayweather burning $100, it's just arrogance, I guess. So, I wouldn't do it.
He's an
old like, man. I mean, America do it every day. They burn money every day. So, you know.
Yeah. If it was a dollar, would it matter? Like, if it was a dollar, would anybody really care? But I guess
it's still currency. It don't matter. But, like, that dollar could have went to somebody. Like, it's people that don't got a dollar. So,
right.
I mean, you know, it's you know they're going to perceive it that way just because he's one of them arrogant type dudes. So, you know, he's not the first person who burnt money, though. So.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure he's not. He's just the one to pay a video.
He's just the first one. They got to make the scapegoat out of it. I'm pretty sure he's not the first person to burn money on video, neither. So.
No,
I mean,
not.
He got to be the, somebody got to be the scapegoat. Why not the black man? I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know.
All right. Well, what's going on music-wise?
I got 2 new mixtapes dropping in probably a week. The album is out on Island Def Jam Distribution. I did a show Saturday, the Epic Promotions joint. Shout out to everybody who came to that, and Mika and Die. Blood Money, they killed it again. I got a show the 28th at the Art Garage. I'm opening up for Joe Buttons in New York in August. I think the date is the 7th, 4th, 6th, or something like that. Then I got the Air It Out Radio showcase.
Yep.
The 13th, you know.
Yep.
You know, and just other stuff, but I ain't sure on dates yet, so I'm not going to say anything until I get them for sure. So that and, you know, just like working on my new album, good thing, positive thing. You know, keep it moving. You know, same old, same old.
Okay. That's what's up. So go ahead and give them your info so they can reach you.
Go to www.itsmyurls.com/onlyoneeburners, and you can get links to everything that I'm on. I need to upgrade that, actually, and add about 30 more sites to it, so be patient with me. I need an assistant, actually, so, you know, and just more music with my Air It Out is, you know, same old, same old. Ain't nothing changed.
All right, we'll be in it, though.
I need to hear a Fire song tonight. Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
I want to hear Misfit. Sure.
You know, I
got to
start making some rules up. Like, you can't throw me.
Sure does. I need to hear Misfit. That's my new ringtone.
Oh,
that's
God.
That's it. Yup, play Misfit.
You go. Okay, well, go ahead and request it.
All right, here go Fire song that she holding out on us. She making hit songs, but she be holding out on us. I'm trying to tell y'all, if you don't miss it, it's a banger. It's on her site, and you go under that whole crazy, I need parts. Air It Out Radio, let's go.
Now bring it back one.
One.
I'll be the one to bet.
Three.
I'm the one to come with that.
Miss this?
Radio is that Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website airitoutradio.net. You're on the line with that Chick Fire. That was me that just played. Shout out to E-Burners for playing that. He could have played any song he wanted to do, but he wanted to play me. So thank you for the love with the Misfit song and everybody that's supporting me. So unfortunately, y'all, we're gonna get into our next guest that's coming through. Paul Wall, the People's Champ. I'm very excited to talk to him. So we're going to get into his business and see what's going on with him. Shout out to all the Airdivers that's listening. So hopefully y'all enjoy the interview. So we're going to get into Paul Wall. What's going on, Mr. Paul Wall? How are you?
What it do? What it do? I've been good, real good on my grind. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you so much for coming through. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, for sure.
Okay, okay. So what's going on with you, music-wise?
You know, I've been in the studio just working with a bunch of different producers out of my way in Houston, Texas. I've been also, you know, Beans and Cornbread and a couple of getting together, getting ready, maybe come out with something later on this year called No Sleep for Houston.
Okay, okay. So are you still doing the grills and everything?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Still doing the grill. Shout out to my boy TV Johnny, TVJewelry.net grill by Paul Wall. We getting it in. Shout out to homeboy Mouse too, who I did the song Busybody with. He not too long ago. The song together is gonna be on my new project, my boy Mouse.
Okay. So the People's Champ, where did all that come into play?
That was a nickname one of my homeboys in Dallas gave me. He saw I was a genuine, just people person. And, you know, what you see is what you get with me. And he just started calling me the People Champ. And it really just stuck with me.
Okay. All right. So I know the situation happened with you and Chameleon or whatever. Is everything pieced up? I think it's pieced up between y'all. Y'all still good now?
Oh, yeah, things are definitely 100% all good with Chameleon. We actually did a tour together not too long ago, the In Love With My Money tour. And we've been in the studio working on some different music here and there. I think we're all hoping one day we'll do another album together. Who knows, that might be possible, it might happen.
Okay, all right. I'm glad y'all did work that out. I'm glad you did work it out. So I know you lost some weight. You look good. So what's
Thanks.
The situation on that?
I've been feeling good, and every day I wake up looking in the mirror, I feel like I'm looking better every day, too. You know what I'm saying? As you said, I'm looking good. I'm looking better every day. I'm feeling
good.
Yeah,
I didn't know who you was. I was like, that's not him.
Yeah, I feel like I'm 19, 20 years old. You know, I was getting up there in weight. I was pretty big, so you know what I'm saying? But now, not no more. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling good, looking good right now.
Okay. So when you first entered the rap game or whatever, did people give you a hard time because you was white?
Oh, not really. I think people gave me a hard time being from Texas more than they did specifically because I was white. I think Texas, you know, we got our own market. We got our own scene, our own culture. It's different from the rest of the country. And I think people that didn't really know that or understand that, they kind of looked down on me for that more than they did for race. But even in Texas, you know, the race thing was never an issue for me. I just was always me. Kevin 100, and I'm, you know, still to this day, just me being me.
Okay. So since you've been performing and everything, what's your favorite city that you've ever performed in?
Dallas, Texas got to be my favorite city because every time I go through Dallas, and they always just give me that response, that love that is one of a kind.
Okay. All right. So, you know, I got to address the hitting the fan situation. So is all that cool? Is all that resolved? Because, you know, like, what exactly happened, if you're allowed to talk about it?
Man, I really just moved on from it, but,
okay.
You know, I mean, things was resolved that day. You
okay.
know, it wasn't nothing major, it wasn't no big deal. You know, I mean, that wasn't a fan, you know what I'm saying? I'll say that. I was, you know what I'm saying? I love my fan.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's all good,
though.
You have to
outside of head pretty good there.
So things are all good, though, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, things are all good.
Okay. Well, speaking on a positive note, what's up with the clothing line, Expensive Taste?
Man, that's been doing real good for us. Check out our website, expensivetaste.net. And, yeah, that's doing real, real good for us, clothing line. So check that out. Support your local hustler. We got some new designs that will be coming out real soon, hitting stores. We got it in stores around the country, here and there, mostly boutiques.
Okay. Are you going to do any more acting or get into that?
Yeah, actually, I did a movie called Extinction not too long ago. I don't know if I was – it ain't come out yet, so I don't know
That's
if I
scary?
Did any good or not.
Is that
yeah,
scary?
It was actually a
really?
Sci-fi scary movie, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It's for the Sci-Fi Channel.
Okay. So do you have
but
anybody?
But like I said, it ain't come out, so I don't know if I did any good. I might have been
horrible.
We'll see.
Do you see a Grammy coming your way? Do you see like any kind of award coming your way? That's the question, no?
Yeah. I don't know for acting. I don't know. I got to earn my stripes.
Okay.
But it's fun to do, though. It's something fun to do, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, it's something I would like to do. You know, if I'm any good at it, who knows? Maybe I'll do it.
Yeah, there you go. It's another check. Why not? So,
of course.
As far as collaborating with people, is there anybody else that you want to work with that you haven't worked with yet?
Yeah, there's a lot of artists out there I'd love to work with. But I kind of always had a mind frame, I work with who wants to work with me.
Right.
And that's how a lot of things get done. And I mean, part of that People's Champ mentality, too, allows me opportunity to work with some of my favorite artists who I'm fans of. And so every album I put out always tends to be like a compilation more than like a solo album, because almost every song I have collaborations and features on there. But when you had an opportunity to work with your favorite artist, I figured, why not? You know, it's, when we put music out like that and we do songs together, and even if every song on my album has a feature on it, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get in there and create some music and make history with one of my favorite artists, you know, whoever it might be, because every artist I put on my CD is somebody I'm a fan of.
Right. Okay. That's what's up. You're so humble. I like it. Like, that's what's up.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I had a couple people ask me, where can they send you beats to, and if they wanted to collaborate with you or whatever the case is, where can they send that to?
Or they can hit up T. Ferris Money at Twitter. Are you on Twitter? Hit up T. Ferris Money.
T. Ferris Money. Okay.
Yeah.
Any shout-outs you want to give out before you roll up out of here?
Yeah, shout out to everybody who's been dying with me, who's still dying with me. Check out all my music, new music coming soon, coming real soon. Check out the clothing line, Expensive Taste. One love already. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for coming through. I know you're busy. And shout out to Mike Neely for hooking up the situation. So thank you so much, Paul, for coming through.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Thank you. Aired Out Radio, Satrick Fire, the People's Champ. Appreciate him coming through. I know he's busy and all that good stuff. So going to hit the lines up a little bit more, keep this thing in rotation. He was very humble. I like that. Check out the website, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163. I wish I had a song that I could play his, but I wasn't able to get it in time. So I apologize to him on that part. But next time, definitely got him. If he ever decides to come through or come to Philly, you know, I'll definitely show him some love. So let me see who we got. 5327. Air It Out Radio. What's good? Oh, my God.
What?
You're doing it in slow-mo with
the... I got different types of ad-libs.
Okay.
It ain't just the yeah, you know what I mean? Plus, you've been doing it pretty good for me, so you got it.
I know. Like, I just took your shit over, didn't I?
No, you didn't, but it's cool.
I did so anyway.
You can never do me better than I can do myself.
Yeah. Now, how about
it's that? Cool.
Back it up.
I got a palm says.
Yeah,
that,
what?
That I got a palm that says you can't do me better than I can
do myself. Whatever. He said he got a palm. Shout out to Black Cancer for coming through Air It Out headquarters too. So
appreciate it. It's a nice ass spot.
Thank
you. Get comfortable there. I'm about to start paying rent.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? That's not a bad idea.
As long as it goes into your pocket, huh?
You know what I mean? So.
Word up. I can dig it. Shout out to everybody on Air It Out or whatever. This shit will be
soon. So what's your opinion about that topic?
Definitely don't. I don't dig that. You know what I mean? Everybody done basically said this shit, so I'm basically piggybacking. Like, it's not only corny, but it's like there's a lot of unfortunate people out here that deserve that money. And for him to burn it, it's a lack of respect towards his own hustle. Because it's like, man, you had to fight your way to get to the position that you in and to earn that money. And now just because you have it, you feel as though you could do whatever you want to do with it. And that might be all good in his book, but it ain't all good in mine. I ain't dissing a nigga, but it's just not a cool gesture. You give me $100, I'm a nigga that like to save. I'm a consumer, so you give me a bean, I'm going to try to shush that shit. I ain't going to set it on fire. Only way I'm going to set it on fire is with $100 by investing or trying to flip that and make more, you dig?
Yeah, sure. You know how many tracks I could buy with $100? Anyway.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because I'm definitely looking at these beats right there.
Nails done, y'all don't know what we go through. $25 for a full set? Come on.
He's a fighter. You know, he's like a basketball player. $100 to him is probably a quarter to us. You know, when it comes to artists.
Yeah. He got it like that. It's cool. You see him just buying chili shit, you know what I mean, on a whim.
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay, well, you know, he got it like that. But, okay, so music-wise, what's going on with you?
I want the mixtape out by the end of this month. I have a photo shoot for the cover Wednesday with me and Blizzy B, so that way we can send Tamika. Shout out to Epic Exposure and that showcase that me and Blizzy B will be in on July 28th, 15, 33, Savage Ave at the Arts Garage. I have my show coming up this Thursday at Club Fluid. That's 613 South 4th Street. And that's sponsored by Afton Shows, Afton Entertainment or whatever. And as far as the music, it's going to be 15 cuts. I'm still debating on if I'm going to put an extra joint on there, maybe a bonus track, maybe not. And as I said before, once I get this out, I do plan to have another mixtape. I have enough material for another mixtape, so I can do something right behind that. But as far as this being my first mixtape, I plan to push that shit hard. It's called Blackout, Feed the Flames. I was originally supposed to have a chapbook behind it because, you know, I do spoken word and shit like that. But that didn't go down, so I'm going to push the I'm gonna just push the mixtape for the time being and get my chapbook together because I actually lost the flash drive that I had with my material on there. So shout out to that motherfucker that's probably happy as shit right now. Because I'm definitely unhappy, and I'm pissed off about that. Because it's like, it's funny how you're supposed to save it on your laptop or your computer and also put it on a flash drive, and then you fuck around and lose it, and then you're just salty and assed out. So that's the situation that I'm in right now. But I still feel good about my mixtape. You know, a lot of good things are going on right about now. Busy person, busy body, as you can see.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, and I ain't been on here in a while.
I know, shout out to everybody. Definitely glad to see you back on, you know. So, but, you know, give them your info so they can reach you.
www.itsmyurls.com/blackcancer. I ain't got to spell that shit out, man. It should be real simple, you know what I'm saying? You can find my Reverb, my Facebook personal page, Reverb, SoundClick, SoundCloud, all that good stuff, you know what I mean? Once again, it's myurls.com/blackcancer. Mm-hmm. And thanks for everybody for supporting me and buying tickets for my shows and shit like that. I need to get my August stuff lined up because I really want to try to do a show every week, but if that's not possible, at least every other week, because I love the stage. I like to enjoy myself, and at the same time, where it's business, is also pleasure for me. And there ain't nothing better than that, especially when people feel your shit.
Right. And let me squeeze in one thing. Listen, if I do not make it to your event, please, if you want me to buy a ticket and if I can help, come to my office and I will
word
buy
up.
One. Okay? Black Cancer, please
I
tell
co-sign
them.
Co-sign that one. Yes, I co-sign yeah. that one.
Co-sign
and
that.
And the joint is nice, too. I like that fucking place.
Yes. So, please come through. Like I said, I can't do it all the time, but like I said, if I can help out, I will. If I can't, you know, maybe somebody else can go. But I still like to show, you know, respect to everybody. So if I can't make it, you know, what it is, like, come through. Maybe I'll help you out with a ticket or whatever the case is. Don't
yeah,
come up here with no $60 ticket because I ain't trying to hear all that shit. Fuck out of here. I'm like, door that way. But anyway.
Plus you get to see a pretty face, you know what I mean? So ain't nothing wrong with that. I act like I have a show.
Wouldn't even have one.
Yeah,
like, you know what? I got a show. You know what I mean? Fire. So anyway, what we get into today?
We could get into Kaka. That's my new joint. That's the joint I perform at the Red mm-hmm. and PA show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got it because I sent it today. I'll let you take the time to get it.
Is it called again?
It's called Kaka.
Conquer. Oh, you know who
and
I
can I give a shout
you?
Out?
Your boy. I didn't put it under you.
Okay. Shout outs to Machete King, E. Burners, J. Rose, I Am the Die, Kim King, your new artist, Candace, as well as the other. What's her name again?
J. Love.
Taya Mall Beats, because Molly will be at the 28th show. Shout out to him if he's online. And everybody else that fuck with me, you know, a lot's going through my mind right now. So if I forget about you, it don't mean shit, because I'll probably hit you up on Twitter.
Yes. And you happen to be in the countdown, too. I didn't get a chance to tell you, but you're in the countdown on Wednesday, so make sure your ass tune in and get people to vote for you and keep your ass in there. So, cool, baby. Yeah.
Cool. Got you. This your boy, Black Cancer. We about to get in the concert.
I'm still looking for
still
that.
Still looking for that chick. Okay.
I am. I'm still looking for it. I'm crazy. I know.
Well, I can give specific details on the July 21st show while you look for it.
Specific details on it, really.
It's once again. It's 613 South 4th Street. It's on Cater Street. It's a small street after South Street. You know what I mean? If you're walking down South Street, it'll be on the right. It won't be on the left because they only gave that information out due to the fact that South Street is a popular street. Cater ain't no popular street because who the fuck know what Cater is? I didn't even know what Cater is. But, yeah, anyway, the event is on the side. You'll be able to walk up the stairs or whatever. It's Club Fluid. Come out, watch a nigga do what he do what he love, for that matter. Did you find it yet?
I found it. Go ahead, babe.
Word. Yeah. It's your boy Black Cancer. Holla at me.
Never fold if I'm setting goals, nigga, I'm gonna soccer. now tuned to Air It Out Radio. Make sure your motherfuckers log on to www.airitoutradio.net. Shout out to that fire chick, a.k.a. the brown skin heifer. You already know this, Benji Jones, chairman and CEO of Wolfpack Music Group. Fuck with us or fuck out of here. On that note, I'm signing off as the A&R West Philly. God bless America.
Air It Out Radio, it's that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. We on Mondays 10 to 1. If you're on the net and you want to tune in and answer the topic or whatever the case is, 347-677-1163. I'm going to hit the lines up, 7892. I know I told you was coming on another caller, but I'm coming to you now because he's not ready. 7892, Air It Out Radio. What's good? Who this?
Tracy.
Tracy. How are you?
Good.
Good, good, good. You a newbie. You a newbie.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you? Tell everybody where you from and what you do.
I'm from Philly. I'm a 15-year-old rapper, female, and I'm just out here doing my thing.
Okay, okay. That's what's up. So how long you been rapping since you 15?
For a year.
For a year? Okay. This is a good friend of mine's me, so you know, I had to let her know. Look, my daughter in the background. You know what? She's supposed to be quiet during my radio session. It's the first time she ever said anything. Look, you got a fan over there. So, tell everybody, you know, what's going on with you as far as music wise.
I got a mixtape dropping August 6th called Release, and we getting ready to do a lot of videos. So hit me up on YouTube.
Okay. Okay. So, let me see. I got to ask you about the topic tonight because I asked everybody else, what's your opinion about, you know, Floyd Mayweather burning $100? What do you think about that?
He's cocky for burning $100. People
Isn't
need
he?
That.
You think he's going to go to jail?
No.
She said nope. I know that's right. He probably won't with all that money he got. He just pay somebody, get him out, whatever the case is, if he even go to jail, for that matter. So, where can they reach you at, hon?
Follow me on Twitter at Rock the Mic. Yeah.
Rock the Mic, that's it?
Yeah.
Rock the Mic? Oh, Lord, you know what? I'm looking. Okay, there you go. Girl, I was about to get worried. I'm like, oh, my God, I don't have a song in here. Oh. All right, so go ahead and introduce your song or whatever, and so we can get into it.
Yo, what's up out there? It's your girl, Harmony. This is my new single off my new mixtape called In My Soul.
There it is.
Junior's World. Etc.
I promise to lead us in no matter where I go, no matter where I am.
Did you rock the mic through the fight?
Junior,
I made it. I'm making it.
Y'all already know what it is. Your boy Shank, a.k.a. Mr. President, a.k.a. the Messiah. You're now rocking with the number one internet radio station across the country, Air It Out Radio, That Chick Fire. They already know what it is, man. If it's a problem, we airing them out just like that. Rap.
Air It Out Radio is That Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Ms. Harmony for coming through. Shetty King, Die. Jay, he was on the line. Something happened with his phone. Jay Rose, EQ, Benji Jones, I don't know what happened, babe. E Burners, Black Cancer. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I'm doing it better than you, punk. Anyway, shout out to love, my artist. Make sure y'all check her out on Facebook or Twitter and leave some comments on, you know, her music and whatnot. So shout out to Candace Green. They actually going to be entering the voice contest that's coming on the 22nd. So shout out to them and wish them luck as, you know. So anyway, let me see. Who should I take next? 1311, Air It Out Radio, what's good?
What's good? What's going on?
What's going on? Who you be?
This is LaDonna Comer. How you doing, Fire?
I'm good, LaDonna. Damn, it's been a long time.
I know. I usually work on Monday, so I'll be always missing it. I was like, dang,
tell
I need to go show some love to you.
Tell your boss, I said, Mondays you need clear.
I know, right?
So I gotta ask you the topic really quick. What's your situation? You know, what do you think about that? Him burning $100.
It is what it is. It's just money. I mean,
she
you gotta
said
know
it's just
it's
money.
Good.
Damn it! It's just money. Okay, so you gonna give me $100 then?
I got you.
Look, she like I got you. Scared of you. All right, so. You know, for those that don't know, LaDonna is a beat maker. She's on a website, so check her out under my beat making page. So tell them what's good with you as far as beat making.
I've been only doing it for about a year or so, or a year or less. Just pretty much been making beats and songwriting, audio engineering as well. Entrepreneur, so I do a lot of things besides beat making. You know what it is.
Okay. What else do you do? I'm nosy. What else you do? You rap?
Do,
you look like a rapper, though. For real. You look like you
really
do. I
write.
You write?
I write. Yeah, I write. Okay. I do graphic and web design as well. And hopefully starting on a gamer plan for charity, working on charity gamer plan.
Really?
And, clothing line as well. So, you know. Get my entrepreneur thing going on.
Yeah,
you know how we do.
Yeah, with that charity
I
thing.
I got you.
I'm trying to do some positive things. All right. Well, give them, you got anything else you want to shout out? And then give them your info where they can reach you?
Just shout out to you for, you know, supporting your girl and, you know, just pretty much all the support that you've been giving me. You know, big shout out to you and all the Air It Outs. They can hit up my website, LaDonnaComer.com, LaDonnaComer. LaDonnaComer.com. 15% off all the beats that you get. Use Air It Out Radio for your discount code. Two instrumental mixtapes coming up soon. So I'm looking for singers for my hooks. That's also a paid gig as well. So just hit me up with any other info or questions you have. Big shout out to Faya and all the Air It Outers.
See how y'all get free stuff from me, man, just by saying my name. You see that? Damn. Must feel good, man. I'm like a coupon around this bitch.
Yeah, you is.
Just like fire. Discount. Yeah, you know. All right, babe. Thanks for coming through. Appreciate the love.
Anytime.
All right. Shout out to EQ, y'all, for those who just tuned in. Y'all didn't hear him earlier. He said he was giving out some, slots in his new movie and whatnot. So y'all might want to check him out. Hit him up on Illadel Styles or hit me up after the show. I'll give you his number. Y'all can call him directly, whatever the case is. You know, he's been giving his number out, so we just going to throw it out there anyway. But hit him up. Like I said, he got some slots open. You got to send a pic, a bio, and, you know, he'll squeeze you in there and him up as soon as you can because, you know, them slots will not last forever. Make sure y'all check me out, Batcave 2.0, with my co-host Frankie J. I came to you early, your punk. You ain't answered your phone. I was on the line. I came to you. But anyway, I'm going to come to him in a little bit, and, you know, he's going to go in more into depth as I've been going throughout the show about the Batcave 2.0. You know, we on Wednesdays 10 to 12, yada, yada, yada. So anyway, I'm going to hit the lines up, see what's going on a little bit more. 7611. Air it out.
Hey, sexy. What's up, Maya?
Why you flirting with me on the air, man? Making me blush and stuff.
But that's what Harlem niggas do. We get money and we fuck with fly women, especially Fuego.
Fuego.
What's good, baby?
What's going on? What's going on? How are you?
Man, it's hot. It's like 90-100 degrees in New York.
90-100 degrees. You know what?
Yeah, this shit's crazy.
Making up numbers and shit.
Just that heat when you came in Dane Street, yo. You just be ready to just smack somebody, yo.
Okay.
Word. You know you're a hustler. You got to be in the street to get that money, and it is on fire. What's good, though?
Right.
You're very busy. You're all over the place. You got the showcase coming. The radio's popping. You got the Batcave on fire. Ladies and gentlemen, fire is doing it.
trying, you know.
I'm just happy to be able to know you. I'm just happy that fire know a nigga named Buck Smooth. That's all. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my air outers. I see a lot of my brothers out there putting in work. Keep grinding, my niggas.
Yes.
Word.
It's a pleasure to know y'all because I feel like, I mean, I got a lot of confidence in y'all. So, you know what I mean?
I think one air outer going to pop.
Yes.
And then everybody going to be wanting aired out. And all of a sudden, we just going to be sitting there like eight niggas like, yo, we all aired out. That's what we got in common. And it's just as long as everybody come back and give you $100,000, $200,000 a piece, you be good. But if the first aired out to make a mill stack and don't even come give you nothing, I think you're going to have beef with all of us.
I'm going to have serious beef with y'all.
Yeah,
at least give me a motherfucking
interview.
We're going to
handle it for you. We're going to handle it for you. Trust me.
You know, and you know, I will air you out.
And don't holler at a fire chick with some stacks, and she don't want no check. Bring that shit in the Gucci duffel, all hundreds. Word.
Yeah, all hundreds.
All hundreds.
And I better get the first damn interview. Tell me right now. Y'all get
it's
us gonna
happen.
Somebody else. I'm
the first nigga
upset.
That I set it off is going to be on after that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. I think I would be pissed off if y'all gave the interview to somebody else. Like, yeah, you know, she gave the interview to such and such. I'm like, what?
Somebody going to fuck up.
Mother.
Somebody going to fuck up because that's what niggas do.
Yeah, they better not. They better not.
Word
up. Pop off. Pop off. So anyway, I got to ask you the topic tonight. You know,
yeah.
Mayweather, you know, what you think about that? I know you got a long story, but...
I'm going to make it quick, but see, okay. I was fucked up because when I heard it, I thought you were just talking about a rapper, nigga. So I was like, oh, this nigga is mad whack, ain't got no style. Try to show you got money so you can burn $100 bill. Oh, that's mad easy and lame. When you was talking to Stacey and you said it was Mayweather, then I'm like, wow, because that's money Mayweather. You know what I'm saying?
Money. Yeah,
yeah, that's Floyd Money Mayweather. He's not front. His cake is very up. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like different because he's like a boxer that got like a rapper swagger. So it's hard for him to have an outlet where he could show his money in videos at XYZ. You know, like I done seen Mayweather on his interviews. He done showed like the duffel bag that you might pack 3 weeks of clothes.
I mean, I get that,
with
though.
Money.
I get that,
yeah.
but still.
Only thing I'm saying is, if you're going to burn $100 bill, also show what you're doing in the community.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I'm saying? Like, I respect a nigga like Snoop burn $100 bill because you see Snoop with his football team. You know, no matter what, he shut it down, the coach's football team, and he's out there with the kids giving back to the community.
Yeah.
You see T.I. whatever he's going through with his guns.
But see, we don't know though. He might be doing some charity.
But my
really
point
know.
Is show that. That's what I'm saying. If you're gonna burn a $100 bill, show what you did for the community also.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. I mother said it's Money Mayweather. That's Money Mayweather. We know his cake is up.
We should have known, right? We should have known. But you know what? I can imagine him with his fireplace and shit just throwing, thousands of dollars in there.
Also show how you throw thousands into the community. That's what I'm saying. Just don't be arrogant and burn money. Just also show what you did for your peoples. That's all. But like I said, when I found out that I thought it was like a nigga rapping who broke the $100 bill, oh, I got money for burning money.
But I mean, does it really matter, though? Like, who it is?
It does,
like, that's
crazy.
Because
no, it does matter because as a rapper, when a nigga burning money, he's trying to show how he got money. Whether it was like 50 or Jay-Z, like 50 shoot the window shopper video in Monaco. It take money to do that. So 50 ain't going to burn a $100 bill. He's going to take it to a place the average rapper can't go. Like Rick Ross did to Dream with Dream in Colombia. You know how much it costs to fly a whole camera crew to Colombia and shoot a video on the top of the mountains in Bogota? That's what I'm saying. So it's very original rather than Rick Ross just sitting there burning $100 bills. Show me some creativity. So when I thought it was a rap, I said, nigga, I got to do a little more than just burning $100 bills to show you got money. But when it was Money Mayweather, it was like, oh, man, damn, it was Floyd.
Yeah, right.
What you gonna say?
Floyd, what you doing?
Come on, come on.
He
just can, like,
we
you
should
know,
already expect that from him.
That's Money Mayweather. We know he arrogant. He do his own fights. He pick who he want to fight. When he go to the fight, he done pay for the arena himself. He's getting all ticket sales, concession stands. He's getting all pay-per-view money. Come on.
Mm.
Niggas are not doing it like Money Mayweather.
Exactly. Showing.
You know what I'm saying?
So, what's good with you music-wise?
Well, trying to wrap up, I want to get out there for the 13th showcase, meet a couple air outers, you know, say what's up, perform, do what I do. Just got a letter of intent, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to stay independent for life. I just got a letter of intent from Bloomfield Enterprises, you know what I'm saying? They want to sit down and invest in what I'm doing, 50-50 venture, that's cool. We talked about some figures, XYZ. So you know how it be. You niggas agree on one thing, but when them contracts come, it don't be what niggas agree on. So I'm just hoping when these contracts come, it's what we agreed on, so I can ink this and move on and catch the last half of the summer. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So just praying that everything goes to, like, the deal is going to go through. I'm not a picky nigga. I just want the paperwork to be right, because niggas say one thing, and then when that paperwork comes, it's another thing. So
right.
I just been trying to wrap this deal up. So I could put this product out, trying to hit 10 cities. I'm going to do the I-95 tour. You know I'm stopping in Philly. And I'm going to hit the Midwest, Indiana, Chicago, Kentucky, and I'm going to do L.A. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm working on right now, just getting this money so I could back this machine. Because, you know, machine can't run without gas. The gas is that capital. That's what I'm chasing, caked out, baby. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm on. I'm trying to get there on the 13th and seal this deal right now. You know what I'm saying? The work is done. I finished two songs with Ted Riley. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get this money so I can do what I got to do. That's it. That's all. Need money. Money make the world go round. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, it's BuckSmooth. It's myurls.com/BuckSmooth. And I'm trying to go into Tanqueray and Hennessy right now because I'm drinking Hennessy, sipping on a Corona.
Hi, Danny. Buck Smooth, baby.
Yeah.
In this world, the fly girl. Tanqueray and Hennessy is all I call girl. Recognize the pimp. Don't love no hoe. That's my principle. In this world, the fly girl. Tanqueray and Hennessy is all I call girl.
Tangeray and Hennessy, till I call Earl. I'm four wheeling with another dude girl. If you find out, it'll crush his will. Give my heart to a chick, nigga, that's unheard. Listen, I've been there, done that. I get dough and rap, I don't chase no cat. Motherfucker, I chase my paper. The speed in the whip, like Go Speed Racer. You been on my dick, sister had a pager. Now I'm doing Blackberry, she wanna taste my flavor. And I'ma let her, she all grown up now. She need fun in her life, a man's a clown. Listen, pimpin' ain't easy, but it's necessary. So many hoes, I need a secretary. I got a shorty, or she like a Gore-Tex, like Air Max. Little waist, ass nice and fat, ooh. I'm on my 6-bottle minimum. I get them bottles popping. Yo, they like, it's them again. Yeah, we in South Beach. Smoking piff, grinding with the freaks, bitch. Name Buck Smooth, team caked out. Away my dough, mine's too much to count. Listen, I got OG Ron. King Cody with me, bitch. Gotta light that bomb.
In this world, the fly girl. Tangeray and Hennessy until I call Earl. Recognize the pimp, don't blow no hold, that's my principle. In this world, the fly girl. Tangeray and Hennessy until I call Earl. Recognize the pimp, don't blow no hold, that's my principle.
Good evening, world of hip-hop. It's your man, Rocky Tirade, a.k.a. the New Millennium Man. Yo, you checking out my sister, Fire, that chick. Air It Out Radio, man. Real hip-hop all day. Let's go.
Air It Out Radio. It's that chick, Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Paul Wall for coming through. Definitely appreciate that. You know, the people's champ. That's a good look for me. Another one on the list. You know what I mean? So, y'all just got to tune in. You never know who's going to be coming on the line. Check out the website. Like I said, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up for the showcase if y'all want to perform there August 13th, Saturday. It's going down. Batcave 2.0, Frankie J. Go on, get into him and see what's going on with him. I know he want to talk more into, you know, our new venture. Frankie J, what's good?
Yeah, this Hov.
Hov, what's going on with you?
Fire chick, what's up with you?
Ain't nothing.
I'm hearing good things about you. It's a beautiful day.
I hope so.
Yeah, I had the big homie Paul Wall, you know. I had to catch the editor, you know.
Right.
How's everything with you?
Everything is good. Everything is good. You know, I'm trying to be like you. You know what I mean?
You know, I'm just trying, you know, stand out the way.
Trying to stay out the way.
You know,
huh?
I got to say what's up to all the viewers, right? What's up? You already know it's your boy Hov. You already know. you ain't know I was going to be here tonight, did you?
No, I didn't. This is a big surprise to me. Big surprise. So, anyway, where Frankie J at? Because we got to talk to him.
He put me on the phone, but I got you. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Go get him. Put him on.
Hello?
Hello?
Yo.
Frankie J.
What's up?
What's going on? My co-host, ladies and gentlemen.
Huh?
I said my co-host, ladies
and gentlemen.
Frankie J.
You already know. Batcave 2.0.
There it is. So listen, what other venues
Urban
you got?
I'm sorry, Urban Expression.
Urban
Wednesday, Telemundo, Comcast, Verizon. You already know. Check boy out. Just trying.
Okay.
What
other venues you got coming up?
Hold on. Give me a second. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I was talking to you. Person. Yeah, Charlie Mack, Drake coming up.
Alright.
Celebrity basketball game, you know, I'm definitely gonna be in the building. I'm swinging through a couple fashion shows. I can't tell you right now because I'm showing up as a special guest.
Oh.
So you gotta, you know, if you hear a couple fashion shows, you know, be there, because you don't know, I'm gonna probably show up, you know.
Look, you know you got it like that when you a special guest and shit. You know what I mean?
What you mean? You making all the moves. You just got off the phone with Paul Wall. Like,
I'm saying, look, like you getting this stuff as a special guest though? Really? Like, I don't even get that treatment.
On a Monday. Paul Wall on a Monday, seriously. This is a business day. Sleeping
right?
hours too.
Yeah, right. Not even business hours. I know, right? How I pull that up.
You know? This grinding hours, actually. You know, studio time.
Exactly.
You're doing studio time.
Exactly.
But that's what's up. I'm glad that you're doing a lot. Like, you're doing amazing things that people can't do this. That's crazy.
Trying, man.
You know, people are cut throats.
Yeah.
To get sound bites.
I was explaining to everybody, like I said, we on Wednesdays 10 to 12, and, you know, you my co-host and all that good stuff. But what exactly do you want to tell everybody about the show that, you know, that maybe I didn't address?
It's going to be different. You know, it's not, you know, we turn it up to the max. You know, we did our research. You know, we're prepared. You know, you're dealing with, you know, people that, you know, that take this seriously, you know. then, you know, vice versa, then, you know, just as, you know, something to do, you know. So I hope, you know, y'all tune in and enjoy the show, you know, because, you know, actions speak louder than words, right?
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
You know,
and we're giving them opportunities. We're giving them opportunities to, you know, to be on the radio. Like, this is the opportunity. You know, so don't blow it, y'all. Really show us love, and we can get y'all in there. Like, this is it.
Yeah. And I can't forget, big shout out to Lewis, because he's putting people on, too. Like, he's giving people opportunities.
Sure,
like, you know, nobody can ever believe. Like, he got people, he got Blood Money and, you know, Styles T, you know, Meek Mills, Gilly. You know, I can go on for days, Crack Beans. Like, I can go on for days, like, you know, so.
Yeah, he's doing his thing.
If I see y'all working, you know, I see y'all working, and I love it.
Yeah, definitely doing this thing, definitely. And you doing your thing, too, for your age and everything. Like, listen, this boy be working hard. He got the cooking show. He's so modest. He not telling y'all everything that he do. But if y'all need a party hosted, hit him up, because he can hook y'all up. He knows the hell out of it, doing his Jay-Z voice, all that, whatever the case is. But he's definitely live.
No, that's really
nigga,
though.
Jigga.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm outside the studio now.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
he said he's supposed to be doing a part on our show. That's not gangster.
Okay, yeah. So tell him about the not gangster swag that you have.
You know, basically, actually, you know, that's good. You know, you brought that up, because they can actually call in the show. Did you give him the number?
I did give him the number, but you can give it to him again.
All right, cool. I got to run over the number.
Look,
but,
he don't even
know.
Look, 215.
Not far, but it is 215-895-5917. That's what I
know.
You know, so I got to stay on that. You know, but that's not gangster section is basically, I'm looking at things that's not gangster, you know, and like, you know, OGs wearing skinny jeans is not gangster, you know. If you think it's something, you know, that's not against, I do want you to call up the show, you know, tell me it so I can, you know, definitely shout you out at the same time, you know, and tell them what's not gangster, you know, and you will get your time to shine.
There you go. So hit the lines up, y'all, you know, call on Wednesday, you know, or hit the Twitter up or whatever the case is, or our Facebook, and, you know, or the Batcave, you know, website.
Yeah.
And there you go, and just put there, you know, which y'all think is not gangster.
Yeah, it's not gangster. That's not
gangster. So you got anything else you want to throw out there that you're doing, or you're up?
Yeah, please, show love, support, you know, to each artist, you know, you hit this phone, you know, spin their music, and, you know, show love to Fire Chick, you know, as y'all do each and every night, you know, every Monday night. And also, you know, hit my Facebook. Is UX Frankie J. That's Frankie with a Y. That's FrankyJ. UX Frankie J. Hit my Twitter. That's I am Frankie J. That's the letter I, the letter M, and Frankie J with a Y. You know, don't forget that. And just the letter J. I got to say that too. That's why I put the AY.
Yeah, you mentioned that. And I'll post
and
it on Twitter and everything, so y'all could get a hold of him if y'all really want to. Y'all can check him out as well.
This book is season right now. Book us right now for your party mixtapes. We doing everything. Yes, get it. Like, we the voice. What's up?
He said we the voice. I know that's right.
What's up?
All right, babe. See, look, you gotta get a remix of a whole song and do it, you know, and then send to them, and then we can play it with
them.
There you go. Look, I'm giving him ideas.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you, we doing all drops right. And everything. We charging. What's up? I didn't get it in that. What's up?
You're mad. All right, babe. I definitely appreciate you coming through. You got anything else you want to add? You good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm listening. Right. I'm tuned in.
So I will see your butt tomorrow, AM.
For sure. Me early morning.
Early. All right. Okay. Frankie J, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be posting his Twitter up on my page so y'all can get a hold of him, so y'all can get familiar with him. So shout out to all my Air It Outers that's been on the line, Die, J Rose, EQ, Benji, what happened to you, man? Black Cancer, LaDonna, J Love, my artist, for stopping by. Check her out on Future Star with the song that's posted somewhere on my page. And blah, 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 blah. Who else? Buck Smooth. He always got something smart to say. I'm going to punch him in the eye if he don't come to the showcase on the 13th. And DFF, I don't know. Let me see where you at, babe. I hope you, when I come to you in a minute and see, you know, hopefully we can get that phone situation getting taken care of. But I'm going to hit the lines up one more time, and then I'm going to come to you, babe, and hope all that's situated. 9014, Air Dot Radio, what's good? Ooh, Kimmy. Hello. 9014. Hello. Kim King, that's you. Okay, see? Mm-hmm. Y'all heard me right. Call her ass out there. 9014, one more time. Okay. We'll come back to her toward the end of the show. Hopefully she'll be there. 9810. It's good.
Yo, what is good?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
What's good, doll? Who this? Who this? Who this?
Miss Jessica Lee.
Jessica Lee. Going on, Ma?
Nothing, just chilling, listening to the show, enjoying it, you know.
It's been a while, man. I miss you.
Oh, I miss you too.
Yeah.
I know,
yeah.
It's been a minute.
You can't stay away like that. This is too much.
Oh, my bad. I
yeah,
won't do that again.
You gotta get your ass on the line, okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And you know what? I didn't get a chance to ask Frankie J about the topic, but what's your opinion about the, you know, Mayweather burning that $100 bill? Like, what's up with it?
Man, I think it's so whack, for real.
They're whack.
Mean, yeah, like, I think it's real prideful of him to do something like that, because there's mad people who could use $100, you know, to get their water cut on or, you know, just get some food because they're hungry. I just think that's real cocky and ignorant of him to do something like that, for real.
No.
I mean, I could use that $100, shoot,
you know?
Get my toes done or something.
I'm looking at my nails now. I need a motherfucking refill. You
okay?
Okay.
I hear you, girl. I'm with
I
you.
Need
get
a refill.
My eyebrows waxed. Everything.
You know?
Listen,
they don't know
so
nothing about
done.
All that. We
okay.
to the torture. And for
that's
y'all that don't
I'm
know,
saying.
Like, just to get waxed and all, it's expensive, man.
Yes, it is.
The torture we go through.
I know.
Anyway. So, yeah, that is kind of crazy. There's a lot of people out there starving, and, you know, like myself, I'm hungry, and I need that money. Could use
heck
that.
Yeah.
But
he wants to do that again, just let me know. I'll take it off his hands. You feel
for real?
Me?
I'm telling you, I don't use that. So what's going on with you music-wise?
Just, you know, listening to beats, trying to get back in the vibe again, and about to do a track, hopefully with DFF and you, if you feeling it or whatever, so.
Yay!
Yay!
Woo!
Back in the business, trying to get over the summer, you know, summer slump of just playing in the sun.
Back to business, back to business.
Back to business.
Yeah.
Yes.
No more sleep till Brooklyn. We gotta get together.
Yes. Yes, darling.
Okay. So that's good. I'm glad you came by, man. I missed you for real, so I'm glad you're back. Hope you continue the, you know, the cause and, you know,
yes, ma'am.
The girls and whatnot to come through, whatever, so.
Yeah.
But, all right, so go ahead and give them your info where they can reach you.
You can reach me on Twitter at Miss MS _ Jessica Lee, or I have a itsyoururls.com, Miss Jessica Lee.
You do?
No. Yeah, I've.
I'm just fucking with you. I know. Go ahead.
Oh, stop it.
Like,
it's my URL / Miss Jessica Lee, and I'll be on Reverb Nation. Just Google me, and I got mad links pop up for me.
Excuse me. Yeah, mad links.
You know how I do.
Confidence. I like that. I like that. So what song we getting into tonight?
I want to play the song that me and you did.
Ooh.
You don't have it.
Ooh.
How
oh, yeah,
you?
I do. I'm just
okay, to, I was about to
look,
say, how you going
to
delete the song? I was about to click. Bang.
I know. I seen. All right, go ahead and introduce it, babe.
All right, this is Checklist featuring Miss Jessica Lee and That Chick Fire. Air It Out Radio, baby.
Oh, yeah. So hectic, cause I'm on my first shit, going down my checklist, cause I'm on my first shit, y'all ain't ready for this, okay, let's go down the checklist, got the cars, check, the clothes, check, the money, check, the homes, check, the shoes, check, the models, check, the moves, check, the bottles, check. Yo, it's me, Miss Jessica Lee, and I be grinding on the daily like a bricklayer. I stack money like crazy. There's no ifs, ands, buts, or maybe. Got these bitches jaw dropping like Oosha Daisy. Cause my flow thick like Thanksgiving gravy. And I pour it over these turkeys that are lazy. And I'm dancing around you like Patrick Swayze. Got your man standing at attention like the U.S. Navy. Cause I'm so blinged out, your vision seems hazy. But it's just that my swag is set to ultra crazy. And no one can handle this, baby, baby. I'm so hectic, cause I'm on my fresh shit. Going down my checklist, cause I'm on my fresh shit. Y'all ain't ready for this, okay? Let's go down the checklist. Got the cars, check, the clothes, check, the money, check, the homes, check, the shoes, check, the models, check, the moves, check, the bottles, check. Cha-ching, swipe the plastic, wake up on the Humber, 20 below in the Alaska. Tipping on something sweet, dancing this lead like it's so damn good. 7 minutes, credit cards, no limit, chauffeur, timid, imitation, my Mr. Lincoln. I'm a dad, so I take my chances. All black, don't stag, more things to purchase. Yeah, a bitch be splurging, haters ain't focused, cause I'm important. I'm the shit like waffles and chicken. Go down the list, one by one, you chicken. I'm so hectic, cause I'm on my fresh shit. Going down my checklist, cause I'm on my fresh shit. Y'all ain't ready for this, okay? Let's go down the checklist. Got the cars, check, the clothes, check, the money, check, the homes, check, the shoes, check, the models, check, yeah, the moves, check, the bottles,
okay.
Again, starting in the blue Chevy Impala with that chick fire, two powerhouses together. Your niggas definitely gonna holler, but no time for that. Gotta keep track and count our stacks. So much count and we get countless. Taking trips to Tahiti, private jets to islands and Fiji. Yes, my appetite for luxury is so greedy. Putting my nose up to bitches that acting greedy, cause I'm moving up like the Jefferson, George and Weezy. Beating down haters like Riri by Chris Reezy. So stop looking so thirsty and watching me do me, cause I'm not worried about you. Now back to the money. Yeah, I'm so hectic, cause I'm on my fresh shit. Going down my checklist, cause I'm on my fresh shit. Y'all ain't ready for this. Okay, let's go down the checklist. Got the cars, check, the clothes, check, the money, check, the homes, check, the shoes, check, the models, check, the moves, check, the bottles, check.
Hey, yo, fire.
What up?
Bitches ain't ready.
Ain't ready.
You know what I mean?
You know.
Okay. We taking over.
Jessica Lee. That bitch.
Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio is Check Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Jessica Lee and my co-host from Bat Cave 2.0, Frankie J, for coming through. Shout out to Scarfo Live. You know what I mean? He going to be on the ones and twos. Check out the website for more information on my showcases and any other things that I got going on. So y'all really got to go through stuff. And it's some educational things in there, some sites that y'all haven't been on that I know y'all probably need to be on. So, you know, check it out. It's a lot of good stuff in there. Shout out to EQ, Mike Neely, Lewis, Who else I got to shout out? Shout out to P-Funk for giving us the opportunity for the Batcave join. Really appreciate that. And also, like I said, tonight is the last night. Actually, 12 o'clock was last night to submit your stuff for the Step Your Game Up contest, all right? So shout out to Nonfiction. He won the request 2 weeks in a row, and he won 6 spins each, so total 12. So he got that on me. And I'm going to hit the lines up, see what's going on. You know, I came to Kim Kang. Her ass ain't answer. Came too earlier. Anyway, shout out to Jessica Lee. I wish my daughter be quiet. You know what I mean? Like, this is the moments where you just be like backslapping, you know, kids. You know what I mean? You hear about them on TV and whatnot. But anyway, shout out to everybody that's tuning in and listening and showing mad support. And make sure y'all check out the website for the Batcave thing. Really, really need to go vote over there, all right? It's going to be on my Facebook and Twitter page. Y'all need to go check that out and try to vote yourselves on there, all right? Or stay in the countdown for the ones that are on there, all right? But hit the lines up, 4382, air it out. What's good?
Yo.
Yo.
What's up?
Who it is?
It's Rizzo.
Rizzo, okay.
Yeah,
yes.
My third of triple threat.
Triple threat, wow.
Yeah. I'm a partner that I've been missing in the game a little bit, but
yeah.
I'm back in
where y'all been at?
I've been on the low. I'm down Newport News, Virginia right now. I ain't even in Philly. But that don't mean nothing stopped, though. I mean, I want to take some time out to shout out my niggas Black Cancer, Blizzy B. You know what I mean?
You know what? I'm trying to think. I hope I got some music of here of yours in here. I'm praying.
You got some music of ours. You ain't particularly got no music of mine, but you
okay.
know that's only a matter of time.
Nine. And it's under triple threat.
Yeah, it's under triple threat. Anything you got under triple threat, I'm most likely on there. Or if not, I mean, I don't mind shouting my niggas out.
Okay, well, I'm going to look through here and see what's going on. But tonight's topic is, you know, Floyd Mayweather, he burned $100. What's your opinion about that short and sweet?
My opinion about that is, you know, he got the money to burn. I mean, I understand everybody ain't got the money to burn, but if you ain't got the money to burn, you can't be mad at him. You just got to go get some more money.
Oh, what you trying to say? We hate us? You trying to say I'm hating?
No, I'm not saying we hate
him. You trying to call me a hater. You trying to call me
a hater. I'm not calling you a hater.
You got the money and you ain't got it.
Gotta go get some more.
Look, I ain't mad.
Everybody ain't money Mayweather rich. I mean, everybody ain't even gonna get there, but
probably not.
You know,
probably
if he
not.
Got it, I ain't looking for no handouts from him. So if he wanna burn it, he can burn it. Whatever.
So
he
would you
do,
burn it?
Is,
that's the
it.
Question. Would you burn it? Would you burn your
no,
money?
No, I'm not burning no money right now.
I know that's right.
Not burning no money. Everybody got their own issues. I got to get my own shit together.
Yeah.
I ain't burning no money neither.
I need that for sure.
I ain't burning.
I'm dead serious. Lord.
Yeah, no money's getting burnt over here, but if that's what he want to do, he could do that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you do what you want to do with your money. Yeah, I can't be mad at him for that, but damn.
Yeah,
when I seen him burn the
money,
like... I just saw all kind of things I could do with that $100.
That's what I seen. I just thought about, you know.
Yeah,
you know.
But, you know, whatever she says. But anyway, I'm looking in there. Don't see it. Don't see it, Jarface. I don't know.
Well,
if it's under something
sure
else.
I'm pretty sure you got satisfaction guarantee or, you know, better bring it. Or As the World Burns by my man Blizzy B. I still blast that song every day.
Blizzy B, let me say. Wait a minute, isn't, I don't even want to say it because I'll be fucking up. I don't want to, you sure it's under him too? Lord, I'm not saying,
anything
humble.
That's under Blizzy B, Black Cancer, you know, this is my first time on the show, but,
yeah,
you know.
That's what I'm saying. All right, now we getting somewhere.
I'll be tuned in, but I'll be calling up too late. I don't get no chance to get no air time.
You don't be calling
up.
He said I be calling him. Fire, shut up. Tell me your info where they can reach you at and all that good stuff.
Well, you can reach me at Facebook. You know what I mean? My real name, Laurent Bishop, LAURENT, Bishop, that's obvious. Or you can hit me at Twitter, Rizzo1215. But I don't really be on there like that. I got to get my page together for real, for real.
Yeah, get your page together.
Yeah, I got to get it together. I've been BSing hard, you know. Black done already shouted me out a couple times about that, but it ain't about nothing. Trying to get it together. Hopefully I can find somebody down here in Virginia doing the music thing, but it's kind of dead out here with the music. So if anybody from Virginia, is trying to get somebody to flame them on their track, or just flame any tracks that they got, I mean, hit me up on Facebook, Laurent Bishop, L-A-U-R-E-N-T, Bishop. Right there, I accept all requests.
That's crazy. I would think that that would be popping down there. But, you know.
I mean, it should be popping it down south, but, you know, I got to do a little more networking and get out the house a little bit more.
Yeah, see, it's you. It's you, dog. It's you. No.
it's probably me.
Yeah, it's
probably
you. It's
me.
You. It's you. Nah, but you know what? I'm looking for this song, and I really don't see it. Because a lot of times when I put your music in there, I put it under whoever the artist is, and I chop off the features because it's just too much and it won't fit all in here. So the only one I got from him, because I just made him a fool, that was a song, Conquer, that Black Cancer just played. So
yeah, on the low, that was my first time hearing that track, so I'm going to have to hit this boy up about that. But you could play that track again, though, because I definitely was feeling it, though. So shout out to my niggas. I mean, Lizzie B, Black C, Rizzo Rex, Triple Threat, you know. Also, my shout out, Area Superfly Boys. That's my team, so I love them niggas.
Who was it? Arias?
Yeah, Arias, Superfly Boys.
Oh, Superfly Boys. Okay, yeah, they don't bring their ass on air though. What the fuck?
Yeah,
sure.
I don't know what's up with them. I'm going to get at them about that, too.
What's good? What's good?
You know, hit them up on Facebook or something like that. All
right.
You know, gotta show love.
All right, so go ahead and introduce it.
This next track is Conquer by my man Black Cancer. I mean, Triple Threat.
Nigga conquer, dominate any search. I was at the march. Smash everything that's in your path. Try to stop you. Rise from the bottom. Never fold. If I'm setting goals to get out, I'm gonna sock them. We gon' kill the boy. Dominate any search, I was at the launcher. Smash.
Air.Dot Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airdotradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Shout out to all my Air.Dotters that's on the line and that's breezed through. Shout out to Dot. Make sure y'all hit her up. She's crazy, crazy, crazy. J. Rose, EQ, E. Burners, he came through. Black Cancer, Lux Moves, Donna, Love, Harmony, Shanubi, DFS, I'm coming to you, babe. I don't know what's going on with the phone. Machete King, shout out to him. Kim King, I don't know what the fuck is going on with you. She's probably sleeping on the line, but we'll get back to her. She'll get her ass on the line and get it together. Anyway, we're going to hit the lines up a little bit more. Shout out to Louis Toledo and also Urban Expressions and True Unity. Hit them up, yo. They do some major things. Mike Neely and also Backgate Radio. Check me out Wednesdays. Okay, 2.0 is going down crazy. Shout out to Scarful Live. Hit us up 215-895-5917 and hit the website up because I worked hard for that. I mean, something simple and plain, but hey, it's right to the point. And make sure you get your people to vote for you so you can stay in the countdown, man. Like, this is an opportunity. So don't cry to me about y'all can't get on the radio, y'all can't get on the back cave. Okay, this is the opportunity right here. So I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. 1592 Air.Dot Radio. What's good?
Yo, yo, yo. This is your boy, Molly. Hey, Molly.
Molly. Hey. You going hard, ain't
you? How you doing?
I'm good, babe. I'm good.
I'm going hard?
Yes, because, listen, you everywhere. You everywhere. I'm here. You perform and stuff, so I'm glad. I'm glad to hear you mean, buddy.
I'm trying to be everywhere. I'm trying.
You trying?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you are. So I got to ask you the topic tonight, you know what I mean? Floyd Mayweather, he bird the hunter. What you think?
He got it.
He got it like that. It's cool.
He got it.
You would blow
like
a hundred?
That.
Would you blow a hundred like that?
I don't know. No, not me. I don't think I'd do that.
Look, I lose 100, I'm mad. I'm like, you know what, this mother.
Yeah.
I be mad when I lose 100, so I don't know about blowing 100. Like
can't
this.
Do that.
Yeah.
He's crazy for that, but he got it. So.
He got it, so it ain't nothing. It's kibbles and bits to him. So.
Yeah, he's going to make it like that.
Yeah. All right. Well, what's going on with you music-wise?
I'm about to drop this mixtape. I'm still trying to listen
finally.
To how to do this cover, man.
You looking for him to do what?
CD cover, people keep playing around.
What you mean? Who's playing around?
Playing around with some guy. I don't know his name. I got his name.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, whoop his ass. Whoop his ass. Get the whooping.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, see?
I got to get violent out here.
Yeah, sometimes you have to do that. Y'all smack bitches up. Smack bitches up. Use them as an example and keep you moving. So... Like E-Burner said, you know, I got my Ike weave. But you got to do that sometimes. You know what I mean? It is what it is. So.
Yeah.
So
I
what's
like
up with the website?
I heard some of the music.
Yeah, yeah. What's up with your website?
I don't know. It's under construction. KMOP15.com under construction. It's done, but it's just under construction. I don't know why it's taking so long. But you can still listen to the beats at www.myflashstore.net/TayamalBeats. The beats
right.
is up there. So
and shout out to Dante, too. Shout out to Dante.
Yeah.
We're going to be coming through. And get your weight up, DVD.
Yeah.
That's coming soon, too.
Yeah. That is. They'll be showing the love.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to have to whoop some ass. See? That's what you got to do. Yeah, come through, whoop some ass. The
negative
point.
When they pay attention. Once
you
pay attention, they pay attention.
Exactly, exactly. So,
right.
All right, well, give them your info. We're going to get into one of your songs.
You know, TayamalBeats215.com. Like I said, myflashstore.net/TayamalBeats.com. Twitter, TayamalBeats. I stay on there. Open Beats Up Heavy. Facebook, TayamalBeats. You can Facebook me, Jamal McCoy, and that's that. I mean, everywhere. July 28th, come out to Arts Garage. See me and a host of other artists perform. Then
August 4th, we got the Bamboo Bar. Come out there. Watch me perform to other people. And August 27th, I registered for this audition in New York, in Queens. So I'm going out there August 27th.
Okay. See, making moves. That's what I'm talking about. I like that. Yeah. All right. So what song are we getting into tonight?
Panther said he sent you a song. Did you get it?
He said
well, you
what?
Already played it.
What Panther song
said
was it?
He sent you a song.
Oh, yeah. I think
Bust It Down.
What was it? Oh,
Bust It Down.
Bust It Down. All right. Did you give him your info? Give me your info one more time. I forgot if you did or not.
And it's your boy, Marley. Pay him all beats. You know? Bust It Down. Me, 40, your boy Jackson.
Can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
No, you're playing around over there.
I'm not playing around.
We'll
it's your boy, Marley, man. Just get into it, man. Bust It Down. Featuring 40 and Black Cancer.
All right, there it is.
I make the call, they come around. You see me standing still, but I run in town. See them niggas hating, they some fucking clowns. We get that thing in and then we bust it down. Bust it down, bust it down. We get that thing in and then we bust it down. Bust it down,
bust it down,
bust it down.
Yeah, you know about us. We bust it down. If you ain't heard about us, you need to act around. Cause now we in the town and we running it. Iron Chef is hands on, that mean that I'm touching it. So much work, man, you couldn't even fathom it. People for a house of white, my Bob Saget bricks. The way we bust them down, you will swear that we mastered it. And the kitchen's intricate, it looks like a labyrinth. Triple doubles, man, is the only thing that we averaging. Keep it hard for boys in blue, that's why we scattered them. They stuck trying to find out who, so I ain't mad at them. And if you setting records, guaranteed that we gon' shatter them. Tell Marley, make the call, we running out of packages. Judge, lawyers, and the city, got them all backing us. We ahead of the game, fast lane, ain't no passing us. Lord, this ain't Christmas, here's a gift, nigga, wrap it up.
I make the call, they come around. You see me standing still, but I run in town. See them niggas hating, they some fucking clowns. We get that thing in and then we bust it down. Bust it down, bust it down. We get that thing in and then we bust it down. Bust it down, bust it down.
I bust it down like Spectre. If I grab five, he will give me two extra.
Okay.
Lay the work out like I put it on a stretcher. So if you talk money, bitch, then give me a lecture. I'm by my cake, boy. Put that on your acorn. Yeah, I grip that thing and I whip it with no shape on. Nigga, get your hate on. I get to the money, mace on. Third person, no hands on. My block pop like Samsung. I hold the 40 like some ing bing. It's money six in my pocket, call it string bing. ST, go hard, word to dream team. Always making moves, cause I'm on a cream scheme. Yeah, I bring it back like a messenger. 40 pound level, yeah, I'm all about my cheddar, bro. Being for that fast money, why you in a different lane? No, you ain't ballin', man, you must be in a different game. I make the call, they come around. You see me standing still, but I run in town. See them niggas hating, they some fucking clowns. We get that thing in and then we bust it down. Bust it down, bust it down. We get that thing in and then we bust it down. Bust it down, bust it down.
We got it in, then export it out. Got that rock rolling on the road. Show you what this crew about. You can shoot it up. You can snort it too. The side effects that make you change your body cause a water boom. I used to dish it off. Now I push a button. You sick? I'm the doc with call prescribing something. That it keep you coming back, but you ain't leave nothing. Ha! Such an addiction. Got that work moving out. Addiction. $1 million plane is what I'm depicting. I got what you want. No, I got
got what you need. Your life moving too slow, I got that speed. You wanna feel mellow, I got that tree. That opium will make you feel like you climbing one. That dust will make you feel like an angel with you. And we gon' keep flashing on them till they get your picture.
I make the call, they come around. You see me standing still, but I run the town. See them niggas hating, they some fucking clowns. We get that thing in and then we bust it down. Bust it down. Bust it down. We get that thing in and then we bust it down. Bust it down. Bust it down.
We get that thing in and then we bust it down.
Bust it down. What's the fuss about? Bottom line, trying to die. When it's time to shine, I'm a blind. Bring your sons around. Massive might reflect the way that I'm raying. You glow weak like 7 days with no anus. Weatherman with flow raining. I'm soaking wet it. Just like broken levees, I'm holding heavy. I'm going to set it. Won't be copacetic. I suggest you niggas know a medic. You up and down. When I bust it down, I flow to dead it. Whether beast or a free, me is a deed. Or I see demon in the street. The key. Go and get it. Your transmission slipping, bitch, and can't afford defecting. Nor into a winner's, but you can join the exit. I got a coin and fetish, and it's more than pleasant. Cause I combine it with dollars like I was on a wretched sir. A pot of ill with alpha deal, and you'll create a busted down cancer out to kill.
I make the call, they come around. You see me standing still, but I run the town. See them niggas hating, they some fucking clowns. We get that thing in and then we bust it down. Bust it down. Bust it down. We get that thing in and then we bust it down. Bust it down. Bust it down.
We get that thing in and then we bust it.
See Grand, baby.
I'm right back in the new lack. Triple black press. Yeah. I mean the jewels black. I mean my two black. Yeah. And the rims match. Yeah. It's school time nerds. So go with 10 nags. AK, apprehend that. Send who you wanna and get them sent back. Return to sender, it's first priority. Now who wanna join? Meet the sorority. Grand 5 grand, get in line. It's school day. Spike Lee at the floor seats, but no Nick game, it's just my door's peep. With all that wood grain and I'm termites, I'm the best thing smoking up a turnpike. I hear him coughing up a lung now, my name ring bell, you hear that bonk sound? Mister, I can get it done. I got caught up, type of ice, so I'm around. No trap, what familiar when I hang around. Major with these niggas, you can go and bump on them. Rolly mansions, money slick, what a f*** on him. AP's and Louis V, it's how I be crushing them. I get the way lost and ain't no dietary supplement. Now I'm coming with the menace, can't stop for business. That boy got a faucet, he off it like a witness. And we done a day go when we get more spillers. They got a Crown Vic like a floor dealer. They went in off road like a four-wheeler. Time to go get a shout out to the bro. Better luck next time, double off the next line. Better luck next time, I double off the next line. A brand new gun charge. I see the green like the front yard. Green thumb grow the trees like the backyard.
Lucifino on deck. That's hard.
See, Grand, I'm a motherfucker monster. I play the toys like I'm rolling in a tanker. I get crazy, that mean I go bonkers. I know cancer, I'm rolling up the Yonkers. I know drizzle range, willing up in Boston. That money tell you something, what you talking? It's around to be free. I any lower straight to I 85 Carolina Balboa. 4 days, 3 nights on the Greyhound. I hit that
tragic when I'm in the A-Town. I cross the border, I know me some Mexicans. They thought they made the driver searching for the resident.
That bitch. Check the website out, airdotradio.net. Hit me up 347-677-1163. You already know. Anyway, go hit the lines up a little bit more. Shout out to C Grand and all the Air It Outers that's tuning in so far. Madonna, hit her up for some beats, y'all. First female beat maker on the show. So hit her up and die. Shout out to YouTube, baby. All that good stuff. Black Cancer, EQ. Make sure, like, if y'all missed it earlier, he is looking for some people to be in his movie. So hit him up, Illadel Styles, or hit me up after the show, or hit him up on Twitter at EQ Philadelphia. No, EQ Philly. And hit him up. He's looking for some people to, you know, be in his video, movie, sorry. So hit him up and see, you know, I think he wants a picture and a bio of yourself and, you know, see if you fit the criteria of what he's looking for. But anyway, he's looking for all different types of people. So hit him up or hit me up and I'll give you his phone number and then y'all can talk and, you know, y'all go from there. But like I said, check out the website out, air.radio.net, 347-677-1163. Hit the lines up a little bit more. See what's going on. 4610, Air Dot Radio. What's good?
What's good, fire?
What's good? What's good? What is?
That's Blizzy.
Blizzy. All right. So, I got
what's going on with you?
Ain't shit. So, listen, I already told you they played this song. Well, I think somebody played this song. I'm not really sure. That was Cancer's song, you said, right?
Yeah, that was Cancer's song.
Then he must have put, I must have put your other song under his name, if that's the case. I hope I didn't. But we're going to have to straighten that out tomorrow or another show because I know that's going to be too crazy to try to look for it right now. I'm going to be honest with you. But you're just going to have, you won't have to have a song on me for next week, and I'm writing it down next week. So
I got you. I'm going to have a special song for you.
Oh, really? Hmm. Yeah, I like that. So
we're going to play both songs next week.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. That's the price I pay. So, all right, well, tonight's topic, I know you can answer this since, you know, whatever the case. Mayweather, burn $100 in nightclub. What's your opinion on that? You think it's cool? Would you do it?
I mean, my opinion, if you got it and that's what you feel like you want to do with your money, then you go ahead and do that with your money. I mean, can't nobody really be mad because that's money that he earned. So if he decides that he want to burn $100 out of his pocket, then that's for him. Me personally, if I get it like that, I'm not burning no money. It's getting stacked and we're going to get invested and we're going to keep business moving like it's always should have been.
Right. Yeah. I mean, hey, he got it, so I can't be mad at him. But I was sure enough hurt when I seen that shit burn. I ain't going front. I was like, damn, this motherfucker. But, yeah.
I mean, some people ain't got nothing else to do with their money, so they do foolish things, but I mean, later on down the line, you might not never know. You might go broke and regret burning that $100.
Yeah, right? You'd be like, oh, my God. Well, hopefully he won't. Hopefully he won't. So, all right. B Cancer is telling me it's called Blizzy Bay, which I know. So, like I said, I have to apologize to you. You got one on me for next week. And then if you call in, too, you have to call in to get the two songs, all right? Just to let you know that.
All right, I got
I'm going to play one by itself, that one, and then, you know, we just go from there. But go ahead and give them your website info. Wait a minute. Hold up. Hold the fuck up. I done breezed through some shit. I might have found it. Hold on. Say that motherfucking song, nigga. Hold on. Let me say. But go ahead. Give me your info real quick.
You can find me on Facebook at Malik Blizzy B. Vickers. I mean, I don't do the Twitter thing because I ain't getting in all the fans. Everybody rushing it, so maybe I get on there later. So right now we're working on the mixtape, As the World Burns. That's going to be the title of it. Hopefully,
As the
got
world
one
burns?
Of the As the World Burns.
Oh, As the World Burns. Okay, my bad.
Yeah, that's what we're going to name the mixtape. It's hopefully it'll be out by September. Rizzo working on his mixtape, Fan of VA, so hopefully it'll be out sometime in this year. Triple Threat is doing big things right now.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that wasn't it. Damn it. Fuck. Nah, sorry.
Going through it over here.
Yeah, man. Ugh. I hate messing up somebody's song. But anyway, you got that on me for next week. Got to make my customers happy, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, got to make you happy. So, anyway.
And Tom, don't forget about the showcase of Big Exposure, the last 28th at Dark Garage. We definitely will be there.
Tell them what time it starts.
Yeah, it starts at 9, I think it's 9 to 1 at 1533 Ridge Avenue. Then at the Art Garage, come down there, show love for all the Philly, Delaware, New Jersey independent artists and all the Arab artists. Triple Threat definitely will be in the building. Hopefully Rizzo will get back in Virginia and he'll be performing with us. But if not, me and Black will hold everything down for you. I'll show y'all what's going to come in the future.
All right, okay, cool. Well, why don't we get into something to Blacks, you know, since, you know, you want here and whatnot, might as well.
Listen, you can play anything of Blacks. I'm his number one fan. I'm his number one fan. That's my competition right there.
Wow.
He go in, then I go in. That's why everything is playing out right now.
That's my competition.
Competition. That's how we do it. We all each other competition. When one go in hard, I go in, lay a check hard, Rizzo go right in hard. And that's how we keep our chemistry flowing. That's why it's called Triple Threat. The threat is, like, you need to look out for it.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to get into Satisfaction Guarantee. How about that?
Yeah, that's good. That's for all three of us anyway, so everybody get a taste of what's coming.
All right. See, there you go. Yay, for fire. All right, there it is.
Triple Threat, yeah, Blizzy, Black T, and Frizzo. TRIPLETHREAT, Blaze with a Black T. I'm the kid that everybody hated on. I'm the nigga that all of my girls skated on. Now I'm getting money, I be on my bitch, I made it on. I don't answer phone calls, bitch, I holler later on. Only thing you can say about me is the paper drawn. I can make it rain, baby girl, have a paper song. Purple and yellow night, yeah, I got my Lakers on. Take a seat while you hitting bleak, I'm baking freak. I wake up to pussy pancakes and bacon meat. Stacking paper on top of paper, cake like a bacon. TRIPLETHREAT, Blaze with a Black T. Somebody tell him. TRIPLETHREAT, Blaze with a Black T.
It's the motherfucking Black, even learn the name or learn the color. How did you all dog sack? You still concerned with rubber. And I'm flowing like an ocean, this is current, brother. Sun gon' get nasty, I told your mother. I'm a soldier, hot to the day I lay flat on my back upon a dance floor. Green money, can the door. Pile up brands and more to the engine on my phantom scream like Diana Ross. Like ocean, let it cream. And it's the same thing when I swim abroad. Mean what the panties off. Talking to them, they off and say, damn, she's pussy like life, I'm a fucking and scram.
Drunk like a swallowing, the models seem to swallowing. I'm in and they be hollering, they say that I'm a problem. I pass them like I'm Donovan, my mansion, she was IBM. I say that if she bought it, then I'm bought it, what's the problem then? I ain't raw dog, a nigga gotta wrap the package in. I be getting money, 10 stacks is what I smacking with. Six bad bitches hopping out of whip, this average. I ain't being honored, you cannot provide a class of man. You claim that you the artist, let me see you work some magic then. Then I disappear the roof, watch it disappear the truth. When I'm sitting here, when I'm sitting there, I got it cause I get it in. I hope you niggas listening.
Air Dot Radio is that trick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airdotradio.net. Shout out to Black Cancer. He getting it in. He had like three songs played tonight. He, you know, he going hot. Check out the website, AirDotRadio.net. Shout out to my co-host, Frankie J, who's going to be joining me on Wednesday, 10 to 12. Check the website out, batcave2POINT0.com. All right? Go vote for yourself on there. Get your fans to vote for you and whatnot. So don't say that y'all don't have the opportunity to be on the Batcave because that's not true anymore. All right? I'm going to get into my girl, Luck. You know, she's going to be our guest eventually come into the Batcave. So I'm going to get into her real quick. Shout out to all my air daughters. DFF, I got you, baby, coming up. Mwah. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163 for those that are slow and that don't remember. All right? Listen, I'm toward the end of the show. Yay, I did another one. Woo! So anyway, listen, I got a couple minutes to spare. I'm going to throw in a little bit of gossip here and here. Check out Lil Wayne. Sorry for the wait. He got the mixtape. Actually, his CD dropped. Monica got married. Let me see. Nicki Minaj got involved in some altercation at a Dallas hotel. Drama with her and some dude, so she must not be all that gay like she's claiming, whatever the case is. Foxy got her thing dropped in court, you know, for flashing her neighbor or whatever the case was, so I guess that's good to go. DMX, he pretty much got slapped with a couple more D's in jail, whatever the case is. Ja Rule, oh my God, new shit. Ja Rule, he actually is about to go do some time. Have to do some time, up to 2 years, they said, or more, in a federal prison for not filing his taxes. Sorry for you, buddy. Anyway, so that's not a good look for him. I mean, damn. I was really looking for good things for him. Anyway, Beyonce, you know, I don't know if y'all knew, but she fired her dad as her manager, and it was all over some money. So, you know, y'all might want to Google that and find out more information. Damon Dash, he's not paying child support. He got a 19-year-old kid. $425. This nigga's out here paying that. Like, really? This nigga had a lot of money, and all he paying is $425 a week? Really? Wow. No, like, that's really low for him. But, and listen, I'm not against the fact, listen, there's some guys out there that really do what they need to do as far as child support, so I can't really, you know, beat that up. But damn, I mean, a person of his stature, I thought his payments would be crazy high, like Nas or whatever. It was like, what, almost $40,000 a month or something like that? Oof. Okay, so it was some drama with Whitney Houston and Tyrese or whatever over the Twitter. Tyrese, you know, some accusations going around saying that him and, you know, Whitney was fucking around. Tyrese tweeted that, you know, ain't shit going on. Come on now, really? Like, I would really fuck with her? Can't say it like that, but you know how to put it in my own words. Anyway, little Christina with her little busybody ass, you know, the daughter of Whitney Houston and Bobby, she pretty much came to her mom's defense talking all this crap, like, you know, she's royalty and all this, and she ain't worried about you, so, you know. I hope my daughter do some shit like that, okay? She's a little feisty. So Miguel, the singer Miguel, he falls off the stage. I might want to Google that and check that out. You know, it was kind of funny. He came back really fast. Like, you know, ain't shit happened. So not out there on that. A lot of people don't really like Miguel, but I like him. He's nice. I don't see what the big deal is. But anyway, the Brat, she coming back, so y'all gotta pay attention to her. Somebody need to get her to come to Philly. I want to see her perform live. Like, her first CD was crazy. So hopefully, you know, we can get her back down here or whatever. So I'm dying to see that. So check the website out, airitoutradio.net. You know, shout out to all my airitouters that, you know, show me love. Y'all can always check me out every Monday, 10 to 1. And also, y'all can hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, Air Dot Radio, and I have a new Facebook Twitter, a Facebook page. Please hit me up on that one. It's Pillow, P-E-L-L-O-W, Talk Baby with a Y. So Pillow Talk Baby, and Pillow is pronounced Pillow, but, you know, it's on some new shit. But anyway, hit me up on that Facebook page because I can't really add on more. You know, I'm crazy with the Facebook pages. But hit me up on there. You're welcome, Black Cancer, mwah, all that good stuff. But hit me up on Facebook if y'all need to hit me up about anything, or the Twitter, whatever the case is. Hit me up also, too, about the showcase. And, you know, check the website out, man. I'm telling y'all, I got some good shit in there. Y'all got to pay attention. I don't tell everything on the net. That's for the people that really, you know, is really in tune to Air It Out Radio. You know, shout out to my artist that's going to be, you know, auditioning for The Voice. That's the 22nd of this month. So, yay, I'm excited for that. So, who did I miss? Okay, shout out to my daughter for being patient, even though she, you know, she was talking mad stuff tonight. Had it. She couldn't keep quiet. But anyway, you know, shout out to her. All the Air It Outers for paying attention to me and showing me love. Make sure y'all check out Batcave 2.0 Wednesday, 10 to 1, 215-895-5917. All right? If y'all want to send some music in, send it to Batcave Radio 2.0. Okay? @gmail.com. Make sure it's edited and all that good stuff. All right? And leave your phone number. All right, check the website out too. Batcave 2, PointO.com. All right, so it'll be posted on my Facebook and Twitter. We're going to get into, I'm going to leave up out of here with some DSF, and because something was going on with his phone or whatever the case is. So I'm going to leave out of here with him as soon as I find one of his songs. Shout out to Dollface Bunny. I don't know what happened to her tonight. E-Brenners. Let me see, Molly and Kim King. I don't know what happened to her, you know. So, shout out to all my Air It Outers. And, I mean, I definitely appreciate all y'all tuning in. Bucks Move, New York. I had some to my mama, my ATL people on the line as well. They didn't tune in. They didn't get on the line, but they was definitely listening because I have some guests coming on from ATL. So you never know who's listening on my show. You always want to be on your toes because you never know who's coming through. Shout out to Paul Wall, Mike Neely. Let me see. Who am I forgetting? I'm trying to remember. Anybody I forgot, please forgive me. Please, because, you know, a bitch be, I don't smoke weed. I always want to say that bitch be smoking, but, you know, I don't smoke, so. But anyway, I do be forgetting, like, I do smoke, so don't pay me no mind. Shout out to P-Funk for giving us the opportunity at Bad Key Radio. I'm looking for DSF, and he's going to smack me if I can't find his song. But, like I said, hit me up, Air It Out Radio on Twitter, Air It Out Radio Facebook, or you can hit me up on Pillow Talk Baby. All right, so I'm going to get into DFF. Appreciate all y'all coming through. Shout out to anybody I missed. I love y'all to death. Mwah, all that good stuff. DFF, I see you, baby. I'm playing it now. I got game, ma.
Up in an all black coupe, bumping nothing but a G thing, baby, by Snoop. I look to my right, look to my left, I press the depth, yes, damn, it's the event. I seen it, sexy honey, yo, standing over there, looking so damn good, with pretty long hair. Nice, cute face with a fat derriere. Should I kick your little game to a shit? Hell yeah. I step to her, you know, blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, we at the crib, oh, my, my. She said she never did this before, saying she was shy. And I will never fall in love again, don't mean that I'm shy. And she recognized, realized I'm that big guy. Cause she tried to run game and got caught in a lie. And she looking all stupid, what? Acting all surprised. I got the gift to get her for that sweet potato pie. I got game, believe me, they try so hard, I do it easy. Look at the girl, what's your name? Say to yourself, I know DFF got game. I got game, believe me.
Air it out.